another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 3:30. It is the third month, the 30th day of 2016, on this March 30th, 2016 global transmission. Now, the consummate Trump insider, Roger Stone, continues to give us the big scoops that nobody else is getting concerning election 2016. He continues to call it before it happens. Now, about a week ago, he said, I got huge news for you on Monday, but he couldn't release it all on Monday. He is going to release it today in the second hour. And he told me some of the inside baseball that I can't repeat. And boy, I wish I could, just so I can have understanding of what's going on. That's the fun part about being on air 21 years and never blowing people's cover or never exposing a source or never burning somebody when they give you something in confidence. But man, the stuff going on behind the scenes is crazy. And I'm going to stop right there so that he goes over what he wants to cover coming up for 45 minutes or so of the second hour. He'll be almost about 45 minutes of the second hour. You notice that Trump's getting new campaign people. He's getting the top expert that's former business partners with Roger Stone, who in 76 and 1980 was there with the attempts at broker conventions and stopped Ronald Reagan from basically having the nomination completely stolen from him. That was in the New York Times yesterday. In fact, will you guys print me that article I sent you, Nico? Thank you, yesterday, because I need to be able to go over that, obviously, when Stone joins us. It deals with that. It deals with how we're going to stop the steal from Trump. It deals with what's happening with Hillary and Bernie Sanders. In fact, let's look at DrudgeReport.com right now. New York Daily News paper. It's rigged for Hillary. Now, look, we know that. You know that. You're like, Alex, you told us this 8 months ago. Most of us already knew it. But Bernie won't even come out and say he's being robbed. When he was robbed in New Hampshire and other states, he'd get 20-plus points more, they'd take the delegates. That's still ongoing. He just won three states last week. They're saying they're going to take those delegates. When he says he'll fight for them, the LA Times says he's stealing it. That's how they operate. But Donald Trump is fighting. He is going to file a lawsuit dealing with Louisiana and other states where he won the states, but it was given to Ted Cruz. And the evidence is overwhelming. He officially won Louisiana, but it was given to Ted Cruz, more of the delegates. And the evidence is overwhelming, won Texas, and that was stolen as well. Won Ohio, many other states. Stolen, stolen, stolen. But for the first time ever, this is cut and dry. We have them. We have them. Or as Darth Vader says, I have you now. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Rob Doob will be on in the second half of the third hour as well. David Knight will run Anchor Honcho, conduct the fourth hour today, and then InfoWars Nightly News coming up 7 o'clock Central Time this evening. I got a bunch of special reports I want to get to as well that have been produced by John Bowne, Jakari Jackson, and others today that are very informative and cutting edge, to say the least. Now, breaking. This story is red-linked up on InfoWars.com. It's a big deal. Fast and Furious was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorists. Now, we broke this really 3.5 years ago with Tosh Plumlee and others on air. But now the evidence is coming out confirming it and proving it's ongoing. And I love the commenters going, tell us something we don't know, Alex. Well, this isn't in mainstream media. This isn't out there. It's bombshell. And just because we, the awake people, are informed doesn't mean the dumber-than-dirt general population is. And so this story needs to be rammed out to everybody. It's a condensed 10-minute boil-down of the 45-minute interview with the Lieutenant Marine Corps Colonel. We've got the interview with Brian Terry's brother. We've got the documents the feds were unable to steal out of his house. All that's up there, proving that Fast and Furious is ongoing. And we've got to get this information out to everybody. The story is so important, breaking. Fast and Furious was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorists and more. Our reporters are in Wisconsin. They'll be joining us.
crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to Roger Stone last night. I was talking to him this morning, Trump insider, Trump confidant, about the inside baseball going on. And he's going to reveal the most he's ever basically brought out today in the second hour. You do not want to miss it. But here is some of what's going to come out. The steal is already on. The steal is already taking place. And it's going to be nakedly done against Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. But with Donald Trump, it's going to be done when he has double the delegates of Ted Cruz. It is going to be the most out in the open, brazen, arrogant, in your face, over the top, bully sitting on your chest, spitting in your face, punching you in the nose that it's ever been done. I use the word naked not because I don't have a lot of words. It's just it's the most descriptive. They are uncloaked, out in the open, unabashed, stealing the popular vote in our face, and that is canceling the election like we were a third world dictatorship. But they do it with lawyer window dressing. But that's not all he's going to be breaking down. A plan to fight back against it. You're going to be involved if you choose to accept this mission. I'm going to be heavily involved. And this is going to be an event long remembered coming up in Ohio here pretty quick with the RNC. So get ready. InfoWars, the Stone Zone, is going to be front and center, putting out the messages there to folks that choose to respond. And don't wait for orders from headquarters. This is the quote from Stone, quoting Pat Buchanan. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. He's also going to break down what's happening inside the Trump campaign to a certain extent. I got a lot of info, and it's very interesting to know so that I can understand what's going on behind the scenes. That's the reason I've been given, obviously, the full scoop, because I can be trusted. Can you imagine what the New York Times would do with this type of information? Or the Washington Post or MSNBC? That's why traitor filth scum won't be getting it. The information shared with me so that we can better defeat the globalists, not just so I have it like I have some rare stamp in my stamp collection for my ego. But it is definitely a full-on war for this country going on right now. That said, we're going to be breaking down. Donald Trump hires Paul Manafort to lead delegate effort. You read the New York Times article, it says longtime partner of Roger Stone. And Paul Manafort is going to be running a lot more than just the delegate process, because it's going on at every state level. It's already being stolen. Lawsuits are about to be filed by next week. And let's just say that one campaign manager has been arrested. And there is now basically shadow folks coming in to actually try to supercharge the campaign and really give Trump the support he needs. I'm not bashing some of the previous people involved, but Paul Watson has an excellent report that I'm just going to paraphrase here on radio, because it's a video where Trump's chief of staff, Trump's campaign manager, has been caught lying. He did grab her by the arm. She is lying, saying he grabbed her hard, pushed her down, scared her. It's total hoax, total bull. But he said he didn't touch her. And in both videos, he does touch her and pull her away from Trump, because Trump was grabbed, it's on the video, twice by her. She grabbed him and said, "What about affirmative action?" Twice. He pulled her away. It's what a security person is supposed to do. Now, in fairness to Trump's current campaign manager, in fairness to him, how do you even know, when you've got thousands of people grabbing at Trump a day and you're pushing him away, that he even remembered who she was? But this is just classic garbage, and that's what's going on. But the good news is, as he kind of recedes into the background, even more effective people that have actually been involved in major conventions and that have actually delivered victory from attempted steals are now in place. So that is very, very exciting. Stone, 8 months ago, got off the campaign as the head of the Trump campaign voluntarily because he did not like some of the people under him, obviously, and that they were bucking him. And he said, look, I'm going to do more for Trump outside of this organization than inside of it. I'm going to advise Trump every day. So it's kind of like he has dual advisors. And that's kind of a smart plan to have different, you know, ideas bouncing off each other. But that's a big deal going on inside the campaign. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there and not say any more. And I'll just let Stone say whatever he wants. But it's a big deal. Man, I hate getting told all the good stuff and not being able to tell you. Let me just stop. There's a big story up on Infowars.com that I'm going to be covering in the next segment in some detail. Don Salazar is going to be popping in, the reporter that wrote the story about it. Breaking: Fast and Furious was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorists. That is now confirmed, actually, in the meat and potatoes of what's going on from our sources. Adon is safe and says that evidence points towards it. And then we have the big interview I did yesterday with the lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps, former head of Guantanamo Bay, and others that have the inside data with their sources on exactly what's going on. Ongoing shipments to the Mexican drug cartels that are then transshipped by aircraft to the Middle East, to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So you have our report with Adon Salazar, and then you have the report that the Hill newspaper would not publish by the colonel and others that is published underneath it. So it's two articles on one page. Did Brian Terry die in vain? And we need to probably go ahead and point out there's also a co-author to this and just post this subsection as if it's a article in and of itself, but great job to Adon staying up last night late to get that done. It was written by, Andrew McKenna and Matthew Smithmeck. That's the lieutenant colonel, and that guy's pedigree is amazing. He got physically attacked a few months ago from behind and then told to shut up as they jumped in the sedan and drove away. And that's the type of stuff going on with Fast and Furious that is ongoing. Where's the investigation? Where are the indictments? We have to keep the heat on these people. This is a big, big deal. It's coming up. All right, now let's get into the other news that's coming up. Again, Trump in the next hour. We'll be breaking that down in great detail. And then I'm also going to break this down because I said I'd break it down yesterday. I forgot to. I only partially covered it. And I want to really go into this in the third hour today, and I'm going to do it. Because there's more stories that parallel it and just add to it today. This is a story out of the Times of Israel. Associated Press willingly cooperated with the Nazis, new report shows. Here's another one. Top German journalist admits mainstream media is completely fake. We all lie for the CIA. That's major German newspapers. This is a London Telegraph. China newspaper editor resigns over media control. Newspapers gobble each other up to survive digital apocalypse, Bloomberg. And the problem is people like Carlos Slim, the mafia don, in my opinion, over Mexico, you know, he's taken it over the New York Times. And so all these different billionaires like Soros, the Nazi collaborator, the rest of them, they all own newspapers and publications and the Huffington Post as their little private organ of disinformation. So they're lost leaders. They lose money. But they use them as weaponized garbage pushers against patriots worldwide. So they're vestigial, they're ceremonial. MSNBC loses money, CNN loses money, they're jokes. They're pure political hacks just to spew disinformation into the stratosphere. But the good news is this is all starting to come out in a big, big way. But as I said, the U.S. government got behind the Bund movement in the United States. They tried to get Smedley Butler to lead 500,000 men. There's congressional hearings. I mean, there's footage of this on, 16-millimeter black and white film. We actually got the archives. It's in my film Endgame. And they tried to overthrow the U.S. in the 30s. Not the Nazis. The Rockefellers and the Harrimans funded Hitler. He was under their command. And it wasn't a German conspiracy, it was a eugenics conspiracy, and they tried to do it here, but Smedley Butler double-crossed him, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And believe me, he was a man out in the wilderness at first. Then World War II started, and they shut the investigations down because they were too embarrassing, because most of the robber barons on the East Coast were running it, not part of it. They were running Hitler. When my grandfather was in school in Dallas, and it was mainly a German community, that part of Dallas, he was German, almost completely German, there was Hitler on the local radio, English-speaking radio. Hitler would come on at night, and everybody was supporting Hitler, and he and his family wasn't supporting Hitler because there was a rich German lived in the neighborhood who was a famous inventor and who was German, by the way, wasn't Jewish, and Hitler was already threatening to kill his family and take his money if he didn't give the Nazis all his money in the U.S. And this guy was the inventor of major refrigeration. And my grandfather was friends with him, worked in his big warehouse tinkering facilities when my grandfather became an inventor. It's one reason my grandfather went and joined the Army Air Corps. Because he hated the Nazis so much, folks. Because he watched them mess with the German community. And that's why I can tell you about the Germans in Texas being messed with by the Nazis and German infiltration and back and forth with the robber barons. They were going to use German Americans as the muscle, along with the Marine Corps, of all things, to take over. Well, guess what? You got your butt blown off. We're going to go to break here in a moment. It's just that they've always known the AP worked with the Nazis. The Rockefellers, all of them did. But again, it's not a German conspiracy. It's a Rockefeller, British Crown, eugenics conspiracy, all detailed in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We're going to break. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to get into migrant arrivals to Greece rise sharply despite EU-Turkey deal to stop it, which is really to increase it. We're going to tie that into Apple's new challenge, learning how the U.S. cracked its iPhone, New York Times. I love how the media makes news by buying into the FBI's disinfo. I've read in tech magazines for years and hear about it all the time that they can crack into iPads, iPhones. They don't try to get in through the front interface. That's uncrackable, basically. They get in by getting into the little hard drive or solid-state system inside or through the apps. There's a whole bunch of ways to get into it. And again, I'm not a tech guy. I read the tech journals, and I told you months ago, I said they've got the back door over and over again. This is pure bull. They want a built-in encryption key that's quicker, but they can get into these in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. If it's an old version, pretty fast. Might take them a day. It's a hassle for them. It's kind of like a steel door on a house. It takes a battering ram to take it down. And we were proven right again. Proven right again, by the way. We first broke here 4 years ago with Tosh Plumlee, who got threatened by the Justice Department after he came on. Just saying. And then got attacked by John McCain on National News for saying, we're backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. We're giving them weapons from Benghazi. It's all turned out to be true. And then, of course, Crazy McCain called Tosh Plumlee a nut, even though he's a famous whistleblower who was still in the CIA until 3.5 years ago when he resigned as a contractor of 40-plus years to be able to come on the show. He retired to be able to come on and talk about it. And he said, I don't care if it's classified. It's illegal to give ISIS and Al-Qaeda weapons. It was before it was called ISIS. So he came on. He laid it all out. And then we had a lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps, recently retired, on, who's been physically attacked, you name it, threatened, because a base he was over, he learned, was conduiting weapons into Mexico and is currently doing it. The base he was over. This guy formerly headed up Guantanamo Bay. That's high level, folks. That isn't a pencil pusher. Okay, imagine what he knows he can't tell us because it's classified. He was on with us, the interviews on InfoWars.com, with Brian Terry's brother. So this is a big deal. Breaking Fast and Furious was secret program to ship arms to Middle East terrorists. Investigation reveals arms shipments ongoing. That's the key. It's ongoing. The military knows. The ATF knows. They don't want to be part of it. Remember, you see El Chapo with 50 cals, you name it. They go through Mexico and then onto planes into the Middle East because our own military won't be part of it. They've been saying that for 4 years. So they fence it through Mexico and have cartels do it. And man, those cartels are evil. Just when I think they can't go to a new low, they're involved arming. And of course, you've seen the threats with El Chapo with ISIS when he's caught them getting his cocaine. He's shipping cocaine in theirs too. And they've been taking his cocaine. He threatened them. Remember that? About 2 months ago from jail. You're little boys. I'm going to kill you. You don't know what terror is. No, I know what terror is, El Chapo. It's ISIS cutting little kids' heads off and throwing priests off buildings and murdering nuns in old folks' homes. Shame on all of you. Let's go to Adan Salazar. Adan, powerful article. You dovetail it with their article that The Hill wouldn't publish. We need to get this out. Amazing points that you have in there. What do you want to impart to the audience? I mean, all I'm saying is we need to get this out to everybody.
Right, like you were saying yesterday, we did have Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smith Mech on, and he really highly accredited investigator. As you said, he did work at Guantanamo Bay. He was actually a tribunal member. In charge of reviewing the detention of enemy combatants. So he's as high up as you can probably go. He's got a whole list of accreditations there.
Well, but, he was actually the head of the base at one time. I mean, it's a big deal. He's coming out with this, and there's no media coverage.
Investigation with Kent Terry, the brother of slain Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. He discovered that Brian Terry was about to go public with what he knew about Fast and Furious. And that was the fact that, or the possibility that it might be a cover for an international gun smuggling ring.
And he's the guy that began to expose it and got killed, and the evidence is overwhelming. They agree that he was probably murdered, not as an accident, but to cover up his investigation.
That's right, and through the course of Lieutenant Smith Mech's investigation, he's discovered that Terry was ready to blow the whistle. And he died 10 minutes into his last shift. He had premonitions. He was telling his mother that he had bad feeling about going back out there and that he had met some bad agents and that he would told the agents that, don't worry about me, I'm not going to do anything, you know. And sure enough, they came and got him.
That's right. Great job, Adan. Your story is so important. Everybody should get it out. They've been trying to suppress it. Get it out, folks. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be riding shotgun with me for the rest of this segment, going over news and some other big health developments. And then we will continue into the second hour when Roger Stone, the top Trump insider, the confidant, his business partner with his political firm, is now coming in to basically revamp the Trump campaign and stop the big steal. That was in the New York Times yesterday. You're going to get the inside 2016 baseball coming up today. And look, the New York Daily News has it as well with their big cover story that is unfolding that the Democrats are announcing, yes, we're going to steal the delegates in New York City. We can load that up on screen for folks and just give them to Hillary Clinton, even though Sanders is set to win. So this is the mainlining of stealing elections. There's the story at drudgereport.com. Croc the vote paper. It's rigged for Hillary. Now, look, why do I keep banging on about this? Because we were telling you 8 months ago it was coming. We were telling you 6 months ago, 5 months ago, 4 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago. We know what we're talking about. We were called conspiracy theorists and crazy people. The Republican establishment was already putting out newsletters to inter-party members that were leaking, and Roger Stone was going to meetings in New York where they were saying, we're going to steal this from Donald Trump. we're going to take this from Donald Trump. We don't care if he has all the delegates. We'll just appoint Paul Ryan. He went and told Trump, they're going to steal it from you. And Trump's like, they wouldn't dare. And then Stone, you notice, leaves the campaign, waits, and then 8 months later is getting very close to the campaign again because Trump is seeing just how over the top this is. And quite frankly, Trump's a really smart guy, but he couldn't even believe that they are this criminal, this evil, this out of control. But here's the good news. We're not going to be found flat-footed when all this comes down, boys and girls. And so listen very carefully to what we break down. I know the general listeners do that. You're smarter than we are on most cases. You're our key reporters, our tipsters, our supporters. You are everything. But there are new listeners every day on AM and FM stations across the country, over 170 affiliates, on TV stations that pick up the TV side of this transmission from you know, New York City to Houston, Texas, on UHF, VHF, cable, you name it. They tape the show and air it once a week in L.A. on a big station. I mean, we're all over the place. People tape the show and put it on Access locally. I mean, there's just all these ways we're getting out there. And it's very, very exciting. We're on global satellites going out across much of the world. And the truth is getting to the people, but new listeners tune in, and it sounds so wild that we had Dr. Wallach on 2 days ago. And he was saying vegetarian diets give you cancer and kill you because they don't have the fats you need and your cells basically collapse and then statins eat holes through your brain even faster. He was saying that 25, 30 years ago. Guess what's in the London Telegraph today? Huge, giant, mega study. Long-term vegetarian diet changes human DNA, raising risk of cancer and heart disease. It's well known that people that eat vegetarian diets culturally are shriveled, are weak, are stupid, are infertile, and have small cc-sized brains. Everything we told you 2 days ago, and we told you 10 years ago and 20 years ago, new big studies today. We're not making it up, folks. We know what we're talking about. We told you that 15 years ago they announced at DARPA they're going to start having, through the new light bulbs, digital information transferred to your computer, whether you like it or not, so the government or corporations can hack your house whenever they want, and that the flicker rates will be used to control your mind. It's in mainstream news today. I'm going to cover it. Mainstream big papers going, the government's going to help you through the light bulbs. Feel good. That's body snatcher cult level. I get why Raw Story and others made fun of us years ago talking about that, but wouldn't show our sources. Because it's fun to lie to the public and deceive them. It's fun to prey on people when you're a scumbag. So that's all coming up. I've told you most of the mainstream media is run by the CIA. That's in major German newspapers this week. We're going to go over all of it. And again, we're not bragging about how right we are. We're just telling you that we have the answers, you have the answers, we know what's going on, we can defeat the globalists. We're not just going to let them go steal the nomination in Ohio, in Cleveland this year. Bernie Sanders isn't just letting them steal the nomination from him. And I don't like Bernie Sanders, but it doesn't matter. He's winning the popular vote and Hillary's stealing it. When he gets more delegates in all these states, but she goes against the superdelegates that they made up out of a hat, that's not right. When Trump won two states and they admitted he won, they gave them to Ted Cruz. I mean, are you really going to put up with that? So we're reaching that flashpoint moment right now where things are going to get very, very clear, very, very uncloaked, and you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to roll over to this or not. Coming up, Trump angst pours in from overseas, the Hill, the whole world, the communist leaders, more of them say you can't have him. See, this is all about America being bullied, colonized through globalism by foreign money. We are a colony now of a collection, a smorgasbord of royal families and the Saudis and Chinese generals telling Hollywood movies they can't come out and telling them what to edit. Amazing. GOP panelist eager to scrap rule that helps Trump. Politico. National Border Patrol Council. That's how they spin it, that if he gets the votes, he gets to win. They go, oh, it's a rule that helps Trump. They're going to make it even harder. The rule's already a scam. Now they're going to change it to make it even harder. And they spin it that it, quote, helps him, like he did something. It's like, you know, Dale Earnhardt wins the top NASCAR race. And then they say, oh, it's just crazy. National Border Patrol Council endorses Trump for president. Mexican film uses audio of Trump's speech over scene of illegal aliens being shot crossing border by evil gringos. Of course, you know, in the real world, the 100,000+ Mexicans killed in Mexico were killed by Mexicans. It's very hard to find more than 5, 6, 7 Mexicans shot by crazy racist white people a year on the border. It does happen. But see, 100,000 doesn't matter if it's a Mexican doing it. But if it's some dumb hillbilly, then it's a big deal. They just make it up, just like in Machete. They got Don Johnson driving around with a spotlight, shooting pregnant women, blowing their babies out. It's not real. The Mexican drug cartels do that, but it's okay. Let's just blame white people because it's so fun to be racist against them. If Bernie Sanders wins New York Democratic Party, some superdelegates vow to back Hillary Clinton anyways. Again, that's the big steal, New York Daily News. That's just some of what's coming up today. But before I go any further into all of this, I wanted to bring Anthony Gucciardi in for the next 8-9 minutes before we go to break with the most exciting announcement. There's been a bunch of them in the history, the 3.5-year history. It was really 4-year history because it took longer to get it launched, of InfoWarsLife.com. And the now 18, or is it 19, products that we have. Drum roll, please, ladies and gentlemen. There are hundreds of products out there. Many of them I think are great. Many of them I've promoted and will still promote. But I wanted, and it's why it took us 2 years in the almost 4 years of InfoWarsLife.com to come out with this. And it, from our research, is the most affordable and is the highest quality and the most absorbable and is simply over the top amazing. And it's plant derived. And ladies and gentlemen, it took us 2 years. There were all sorts of brands that let us private label immediately. We didn't take the easy road, even though there's some great stuff out there. We went and brought you concentrated. It's got the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, everything. And it's something that my children, we got the test batches over the last 6 months, and we have a bunch of different flavors. We said no. We have the best flavor ever in Fruit Punch. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Gucciardi. This is the answer for your children to totally absorb the multivitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, everything at once. Unveil Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formula, 30 servings, 240.SG fruit punch flavored dietary supplement. It is simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. We have a limited run and won't have more in for a month at least. This is a limited run. And we are so excited about this. Anthony, you have the floor. Tell people about Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now.
This stuff is the real deal. I think if people could see how many different containers we've got back there, probably about 20 or 30 different renditions of this over 2 years. And the reason for it is because there's a million different products like this out there that they're good in different ways. But this takes all of the vitamins, all the essential amino acids, all the essential compounds and minerals that you need, puts it into something that's great tasting as opposed to like clumpy, gross stuff. And you can put it in your drink every morning. I put it in my protein shake. It is the platinum standard, in my view, of multivitamins in terms of an advanced multi-drink vitamin.
The cleanest, the purest, new stuff had to be invented. That's why it took this long to even bring us something this good.
Look, yeah, we're not going to get into the details of how some products are made. But let me tell you, okay?
We can't have folks ever wanted us to.
Let me tell you, all right? We've worked with two of the leading manufacturers on this that we originally wanted to do this product with. And they said, sure, we're just going to do a process that we use with a lot of the big guys. And it involves this, this, and this. And I was like, wait, let's take a step back. You did what to the product? You did what to get it to that state? No way. No thanks. So we had to go and find our own custom formula, and it took 2 years. We had to find a manufacturer willing to do it. It was a quest, okay? And the
Anthony, you really are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
No, I mean, you spent so much time, flew places, went through hell to do this. 2 years, and we have it. We have it. And again, there's a lot of other great stuff out there. This is just the best tasting, super clean, super natural. It is amazing. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation. And it's the same or more of the vitamins and minerals than some of the other brands that are out there where it's bigger containers. It's concentrated.
Exactly. We could get into techniques for hours and hours, but some companies are going to...
There's no filler.
Yeah, some companies are going to take a small amount of vitamins and make it, you know, so there's so much filler, it looks like there's a lot. This is ultra concentrated. We're not playing games here. Okay, this
Well, that's my philosophy. That's your philosophy.
Yeah,
this is, I want to, but again, there's some great stuff out there.
Yeah.
And there's other, you know.
No, of course, definitely.
There's other powders I promote at InfoWarsHealth.com that are excellent. I mean, there's some good stuff out there. This is just the very best we can bring you. And when you buy it, you support InfoWars, you support the reporters, you support yourself. Because quite frankly, some of the other powders, my kids get healthier on them. They're great. They just don't. Why does this taste so good?
No, exactly. And this can be taken in conjunction with other stuff. Not that there aren't other great products out there. There certainly are. But some big products, I was just amazed what they were actually doing in the manufacturing process. This goes above and beyond the stuff you don't see. You just have to trust us, take our word for it, because you know the standard of quality that we work with. But this has pretty much, in my view, everything.
We don't want to be nasty, and we're not going to be nasty.
Yes.
Quite frankly, we'd sell more if we did. We're just not doing it.
Exactly. And it tastes great. And instead of maybe costing us pennies for a container of this, it costs an actually large amount. The margins aren't the best on this one. But instead, you know, we flew the places. We went to the manufacturer.
No one is putting this much product in a container this size for this price.
Yes.
In fact, there's stuff $100 for something similar that isn't as good. Anthony, I got to hand it to you. And of course, this is made by one of the biggest, most successful, healthy, clean, natural, labs in the country.
And it's our exclusive formula. No one else can copy this. It is a proprietary manufacturing process. It's a unique delivery system. The powder is done in such a way that it's a proprietary process where we just don't spray chemicals on it. Okay. It's done in such a way that we believe it's maximized for absorption. It's maximized for biousability, bioavailability.
Let's talk about what's in InfoWarsLife.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You can also call toll free 888-253-3139 to get it. Just get the product. Try it for yourself. It will blow you away. Just imagine giving this to your children every morning or every evening or twice a day. They are going to love getting their minerals, their multivitamins, their amino acids, the trace elements all at one time, absorbable. In fact, the developers, manufacturers feel safe for us to even put on the label the fact about the absorption. Tell folks.
Yeah, I was actually blown away because I had to go back yesterday and change a few things on the product page because the manufacturer said, no, we're so confident in this, we will back you in saying that this unique delivery process and the standard of processing we're doing, we're willing to back you on saying this is for maximum absorption. And I've never seen a manufacturer come up. They're really not even supposed to do things like that sometimes. They said, look, we're so confident in this, we're going to back you 100%.
And by the way, the vitamins and minerals and things in it give it the flavor.
Yes.
There's a tiny bit of stevia.
Well, so again, so what's funny is we've had so many renditions of this. I just said the same thing. Your dad, who's a doctor of dental surgery, came over and asked the same question. And I said, I almost said Steve. I said, wait, no, we went even more neurotic.
By the way, I want to thank our enemies for attacking us on things that probably really aren't even bad, but that some of the health Nazis don't want. That's why we've gone total health Nazi. This is the most over-the-top, clean, neurotic stuff you can find. Tell folks what's in it, Anthony.
Okay, so we originally were going to do the stevia. But then we went even more neurotic to a patented xylitol that's corn-free. Because you could say, oh, well, the corn and xylitol, you know, it could be GMO. But no. We went to the only corn-free xylitol on the planet. And of course, xylitol is good for your teeth. It can fight cavities, all that kind of stuff. This is the trademarked, patented kind that we had to pay money to license, pay up front to license into our product for the manufacturer, ship it to the manufacturer, and then use that instead of...
And that's why we run out of so many of our products sometimes, is because... At this neurotic, super clean California level of our products and things, which is the highest standard, it's really hard to actually source it and get it and have it and jump through the hoops and sign the agreements and do it all.
And it's expensive. You have to pay licensing agreements.
Now tell folks how much this is.
So this is $40.
$39.95.
And the funny part is we had the meeting, remember, with the manufacturers, mm-hmm. and they said, no, you're crazy. Sell it for $60 or $70. They said, even if we were going to sell it, we'd sell it for $60, $70.
Because they said, it's so expensive already for you to make. Plus, there's the perceived value. People want to pay more. No, I'm not doing it.
And it's exclusive. You can't go out and have this anywhere, made anywhere else. But as usual, I'm actually kind of blown away by...
That's right. No reviews yet. No reviews. Be the first to get it. And believe me, it's going to sell out in days.
No, you are literally obsessed with people getting the lowest prices. And I'm not just saying that in some weird, cheesy way.
We have arguments about it.
No, we've had arguments about it. And it's not that I ever really want to charge people more. It just hurts me to see you pay so much for something and the margins be so low. At the same time, you know what I mean? Working all this, but I totally get it and I totally agree.
I love our audience and I want them to love this stuff. I want it to work really well and I want them to then buy even more and fund us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just in my guts the right thing to do.
No, it's true. And I'll tell you what, if you're taking something else that you like and I'm sure it's a great product and this can be...
You can take this in conjunction.
Take it in conjunction, but taste this. Taste the difference.
I've never tasted anything that's good.
Taste the difference.
I've never tasted anything that's good.
And it's not... It's not like there's big chunks of sediment. This was sitting back
Anthony,
there.
Anthony, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is the best product we've ever made. I mean, this is over the top. 2 years, folks. 2 years. I'm going to skip the break. I have to. This is just so important. No more today. I'm a bad person. It's just, this is so important.
Hey, who else skips their breaks pretty routinely like that?
Well, I have to quit doing it. But you know, at the same time, those are network breaks. They're not local breaks. It's important to support our local affiliates and the network and the rest of it. But quite frankly, I could just go to a 3-hour show with no ads. That's the way the internet works right now. In fact, I've thought about just completely leaving talk radio and TV and everything and just having a 3-hour, you know, show in here that's streamed to everybody. And that's the model. So I'm kind of moving to that. But, you know, I love our affiliates. I'm going to keep a radio model for everybody and TV model, at least for a while. But we are more and more just going to absolutely... commercial-free stuff where we just plug a few times in the hour the products we use and believe in. I mean, it's simple. I go out and find the very best shortwave radios, the lowest prices, the highest quality. That's what I sell. The best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection that I use and personally plant. That's what we sell. I come up with designs with the crew of pro-gun t-shirts and pro-liberty shirts I want. That's what we sell. We sell what we buy. I'm into G-Shock watches. I'm into awesome optics that we buy from a group of special forces folks that get the lowest prices. Infowarsstore.com. That's what we do. We treat you like we want to be treated. But folks, getting past that, the amount of mineral and vitamin and trace element and amino acid deficiencies that are out there are insane. Anthony, I want to get back into news for folks, but the vitamin mineral fusion available at InfowarsLife.com. Tell folks about some of these other things that are in this and why this is just this total complete package for your body, because again, we didn't put the synthetic amino acids. We didn't put the synthetic vitamins. We put the plant-based, high-quality, clean, natural ingredients into this.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got your standard vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E. The list goes on.
A huge amount of vitamin C, by the way. Tell folks about that.
1,000+% of your daily value, which is what you need. Because the, you know, FDA guidelines, we all know about those. Zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine. Each one of these, you could go on for about 10 minutes about the benefits of these things. Alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, and the list goes on. 34 other ones you can check out. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, the label's up there. You've got the entire ingredients list that you can neurotically examine for yourself. And just...
By the way, look on the other side, too, because we're showing people the... minerals and things. Let's look at the vitamins right there, all it's got in there. I mean, it's amazing.
Top left.
Again, if you're radio listeners, Infowars.com/show. Vitamin A has 4,333% from beta carotene. And what's that other source? I just know that's all the best sources.
Retinol. So you've also got your vitamin D at 1,000 IU, which is a large dose, actually. And you know what? Some people could say, well, isn't this competing with the other products? Well, yeah, you know what? We could be like some people and just take all the stuff that we sell also at InfoWarsLife.com and not put any of it, but then it wouldn't be a balanced formula, and we're not going to do that. And it might actually hurt us in the long run to put all the best stuff in here, but that's just the way we got to do it because we can't start thinking like that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, here's the deal. We take other great products and other great groups and double and triple their overall company sizes.
Yeah.
That's just the love the InfoWars audience gets. It's just that the problem is InfoWars then, when we brand something nationwide, doesn't come back and we would collapse. We wouldn't be here. See, because the goose needs to get fed, you know, some plants and stuff because it just can't shoot these gold eggs out and then not get fed enough and it dies. Then there's no other golden eggs for other companies, other good groups. And so that's how this works. See, I have to be able to run the operation. I have to be able to fund us. And if we have great sponsors that are out there, but they can't fund the operation, I'm going to go out and game change, and I'm going to still have sponsors that are great, but I have our own products as well. But the truth is, this is the best thing I've ever seen or tasted. It is a game changer on every front, and I am so incredibly proud of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it is the audience out there on radio and TV that funds this whole operation. Fund our local affiliates. Support their sponsors. Support the network sponsors. I don't endorse them all. They don't endorse everything I promote. You know, quite frankly, on talk radio in general, I hear some ads that I can't stand. You know, get rich right now. The best thing in the world. You know, you hear me promoting something, that's what I believe in. And I also, again, love the products at InfoWarsHealth.com, the longevity products, whether it's Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, they're all excellent as well. This is something that is a game changer because of the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, and the price of it, and the fact that it tastes so good, and my kids absolutely love it. This is what it's all about. There are similar things out there that aren't as good, that come in little packets and things that you see at Whole Foods that cost $60, and it's not even a third of the amount of stuff we have in this. So this, quite frankly, competes or dominates on every front. I want to try to put this in stores, our first item to try to put in stores, because this is competitive price-wise, competitive. The foodies and vitamin heads are going to love it. The nutraceutical folks are going to love it. The health Nazis are going to love it. And it is absolutely going to dominate. It is vitamin mineral fusion. Our problem is it's so good and so hard to source and so clean that sometimes we're going to be sold out for a long time. So it's going to take some scaling to do that. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now tell folks about some of these amino acids that are in here too. Man, that's tiny writing.
Well, it has to be tiny because there's so much in there. But the interesting thing about amino acids is that, like I said, we could go into, you know, things like L-glutamine, but we'd also go into alpha lipoic acid. We could go into it literally stacks of paper this big about each one of them. You know what I mean? And that's the cool thing that most people don't even understand. It's like this weird thing where trends are set. Like, oh, glutathione, everyone needs that. And then it'll be like, oh, alpha lipoic acid actually does something. And it'll be spikes, right? Throughout like the past 20 years and in the future, big research papers will come out and remind everyone, hey, L-glutamine actually enhances recovery. It does all this stuff. And everyone will be on a hype train about it for like a week, and then they'll forget about it. And then it'll be the next one. Well, for me, amino acids have always been kind of like so much research comes out on, everyone forgets about it. Well, we went back and looked through all of the most potent bioavailable ones and put them all in here. And so you can look up each one and I remember in 2012 when that was found out that it was like the most amazing thing ever, when no one remembered.
And they don't remember. And then these other companies, some of them put the cruddy ones in there. We're putting all the very, very best that we would want to take. This is the best product we could come up with. Even if the price doubled, we probably couldn't do better. I mean, this is really amazing. $39.95. It's concentrated. Understand that. So it's got as much or double or triple what a lot of other leading brands have, depending on which one you look at. And it's all excellent. You need to get vitamins and minerals. You need to get things like this. You need to get absorbable liquid vitamins, but they need to be the non-synthetic type. This is a great product. You help fund the info war. And all the other ideas and products and people that we promote, because, again, we're not in competition, even though we get attacked by some of the other companies out there, because we are successful with other vitamin, mineral, nutraceutical companies. We're here to promote health. We're here to promote good products. And there are a lot of great companies out there. We're funding our information warfare operation with high quality nutraceuticals and products that every family in this country needs. So get them today, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Second hour with Roger Stone and Big Inside Baseball straight ahead. Congratulations, Anthony Gucciardi and the team. Great job at InfoWars Life team. I want to salute you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is game changer. Greatest ever. Unbelievable. Get it today.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Anthony's with me 5 more minutes, then Roger Stone is going to be joining us with the inside intel on election 2016 and more. The big steal isn't coming. It's on. Anthony, looking at this other news, though, migrant arrivals to Greece rise sharply. We also have articles where Saudi Arabia is saying they're going to execute gay people, homosexuals. And the liberal media will not criticize that this is what's taking over Islam, but then wants to say Trump is this horrible, evil person and implying he wants to kill Mexicans. All because he says we have to have sovereignty and have to have a border. Isn't that crazy?
I think this is the first time in human history there's a 100% detachment from the talking points of the mainstream media and the establishment system from any form of public consensus. And I'm so tired of the media and talking heads. And there was a good Bill Maher segment on this where he was actually supporting this claim, by the way, that they don't like to talk about Saudi Arabia mistreating women, just disgusting mistreatment of women, killing gay people, lashing people for the most ridiculous and absurd things like wine bottles in their trunk or something like that. But God forbid you say something that's not even sexist, and you will just be torn apart.
Saying man and woman, Seinfeld says to his daughter, Jerry Seinfeld, hey, you gotta move. We're going to move back to New York so you can meet more boys when she's 14. She goes, saying boy and girl is sex. It's just saying it. Mother and father is evil.
Well, I actually feel like I'm in some type of like a Beavis and Butthead episode or something, or like some weird Idiocracy, dystopic, weird reality where, you know, I'm actually against sexism, real sexism, like Saudi Arabians lashing women for not wearing certain type of attire or whatever it is. Or I'm really against killing gay people for nothing.
That's because really you're a homophobe.
That. But yeah, now I'm a homophobe, though, because I'm against that. And if you bring those things
there's
up,
an Islamophobe.
What it does is it cracks the entire false reality in the facade, so they can't have that. They can't have you crack the reality, because then they'd have to say, wait a minute. Wow, there is actually real atrocities going on around the world that don't revolve around hurting people's feelings with slight microaggressions in the United States. So instead of talking about the bad stuff that's going on, the lashings and the killing of gay people in Saudi Arabia, and not just Saudi Arabia, there's even Asian countries where this is going on too. And it's not just, you know, all of the Middle Eastern countries. So it's going on everywhere. And instead of addressing those issues and reminding people that those exist, they'd rather focus on microaggressions and people writing Trump in chalk on the sidewalk. And they do that, of course, to verbally and intellectually dominate us into their subculture of BS, where we have to operate and we have to be enslaved mentally, where we can't have big ideas, we can't have free expression. Because you notice how much, what percent of your brain now, if you're on television or you're on even on this radio show, where we don't have to do this, but is worrying about, well, could I say this? Even though you have no harmful intentions, you actually are a good person, you respect people, all people, but you have to filter everything now, don't you? You can't be like, you can't express yourself and say things that are a little silly or whatever. You have to say, well, would this offend someone? Could this be, you know, perceived as a bigot statement when you're not a bigot? And that's the worst part for me.
Exactly. It's like the censorship on everything in Saudi Arabia. And now we have to bow to them, but they're allowed to go through airport security without being searched, and they're allowed to enslave their wives, they're allowed to cut gay people's heads off. And then if we criticize them, who's the guy that did Mr. Show in Portlandia? He made a movie about me, literally, where they scream, Alex Jones hates black people and hates gays and hates Muslims, and he's a racist and loves the KKK. And the guy just starts, what's the name of that? It came out last year. He starts screaming. It's on like HBO. And it's not even true. I'm like, and they just say because... David Cross, because I'm a real classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson. I mean, I'm really into freedom. That means I have my freedom. You have your freedom. They flip out on me. I mean, they're nuts, man. They're crazy.
It's funny because, you know, I think you as well also think a lot of his stuff is funny. And it's like, it's almost like Obama says he's at war with extremism, right? But all forms of extremism are tolerated.
Sure, sure. Well, my listeners went up to Cross and said, hey, Alex is funny. He's nice. He doesn't do these things. And Cross sent us a letter. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were that mean. Maybe I'll come on sometime. Bull. I bet he was paid to put that BS out against us. We know there's a lot of paid propaganda. And then he didn't want me to sue him, so he just kind of acted friendly. I don't know how they work. Hey, brother, I'm not going to sue you for lying about me. Knock yourself out. You discredit yourself. That's how this works. I'm not afraid to fight.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front
Monday
door,
through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. We're fighting the globalist takeover of the planet. Well, I was told about this weeks ago from the insider. I tell you, I've never seen information turn out to be 100% on target every time, like in the last 8 months with Roger Stone. I was aware of his books. I was aware of his work. I was aware of his activities, going back all the way to Nixon and Barry Goldwater and working in four administrations, nine total. And then I saw the New York Times yesterday. Donald Trump hires Paul Manafort to lead the delegate effort. And it says right here that he's a longtime business partner of political operative Roger Stone. And it goes through what's happening on that front. But what's important here is also that Charles R. Black, who's also a longtime friend of both these gentlemen who've worked together. There's not many of these guys at this high level that understand how to run conventions. These are the three guys. They admit that in the New York Times. He's gone off to be with John Kasich. And he's, I'm telling you, I don't know how much you can get into here because most of it's off record. A lot of it's going to be on record. So I'm not going to lead these questions. I'm going to let Roger Stone start wherever he wants in the next 40 minutes or so. And he can do the whole hour if he wants, but he's with us till 45 after to walk through the data dump he gave me last night and this morning, because the big steal's on, but we can stop it. But that's only part of the story. It's even in the New York Daily News. They're stealing it from Bernie Sanders. We again told you that months ago. So knowing is half the battle, as G.I. Joe says, this is a big deal. We also can talk about the lies about Stone from the Republican candidates calling him the top henchman and claiming he's behind the sex stuff, which they admit comes from Rubio. That's even in mainstream media. And he's going to address that. And we're also going to get into Trump's campaign manager, obviously turning himself in and being arrested. What's really going on there? Because you watch the video, he does grab her. It doesn't look vicious, like she said, but both of them, I think, are lying when you watch both the videos. And Paul Watson has a video at Infowars.com pointing that out. I really don't think his campaign manager should be out there running security. That just really sounds stupid. He should be with guys that do that, so he's insulated. So that doesn't sound too smart. I don't want to attack his campaign manager. I think this is overblown, but I tell you, we're going to address that. We're going to get Roger Stone's take, former campaign managers, obviously, on that right now. StoneZone.com. Now, I'm going to try to sit back and shut up and give Mr. Stone the floor because, again, a lot of this is secretive inside baseball, so we'll see how far he can go today. So the consummate insider now, consummate outsider, exposing the whole apple cart. Roger Stone, thanks for joining us.
Alex, great to be here. Well, as you know, I correctly predicted for Infowars.com only Monday that Scott Walker and the entire Wisconsin Republican machine, abetted by Paul Ryan, would endorse Ted Cruz and swing behind the stop Trump effort in that crucial state. Trump has now done two town halls in the state. He was in very good form last night, focusing on trade, focusing on jobs. To a certain extent, of course, the controversy regarding his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, has eclipsed some of that. We have no way of knowing what the political implications of that are. But the big steal is definitely on. And as you indicated, ironically, the really important news this week was the selection of Donald Trump of Paul J. Manafort as his delegate coordinator encounter. Now, this is a very arcane art, Alex. There are very few political hands who understand the arcania and strategic options and structure of convention politics. The great F. Clifton White, who nominated Barry Goldwater. John P. Sears, who nominated Ronald Reagan. Dick Kleindienst, later Attorney General, helped elect and nominate Richard Nixon. There are not many people on the face of the planet, certainly in the United States, who understand this. So in all honesty, I think that the Sharpies in the Republican Party, the Romney-Bush insider faction, assume that they were going to roll the Trump people, that they would be inexperienced, naive, untrained, disorganized. Trust me, all of that is out the window now. Paul Manafort is the single best vote counter in the Republican Party. And having an accurate count on the first ballot is absolutely crucial because that lets you know whether you're in good shape or whether it's time to go out and make a deal. When you are closest to the nomination, as Trump will be, or at the magic number, you're in the driver's seat if you know what your strategic options are. And I have now every confidence that Manafort will get the Trump campaign up to snuff. He will augment the already enthusiastic Trump operation in the states with some seasoned pros out of the Reagan operation, some going back as far as Goldwater, many fine Ron Paul people, other outsiders and conservative activists with vast convention experience coming up through the Young Republicans, coming up through the Republican state organizations will augment Trump. Trump is going to be ready for battle in Cleveland.
Well, we're moving into the future, but going back 8 months ago, I know you warned Trump about this. You talked about this. You came on this show and said, get ready for this. He's going to win, but we've got to get ready for them to try to steal the nomination. And then, of course, the general election. And you've been right all along. So thank God you've been there, because now it's really being debated in the news. And the public is reviling the fact that they want to sell us that they can ignore the popular vote.
Well, and in all honesty, if I have any advice for Trump supporters, rank and file Trump supporters, it would be this. Go to Cleveland. Come to Cleveland. Don't let the big steal go forward without massive protest, peaceful, nonviolent protest. So as they used to say, don't wait for orders from headquarters, ride to the sound of the guns. I don't mean to imply violence on that. I mean, ride to where the action will be. We have to let the Republican bosses and the kingmakers and the insiders and the lobbyists know that we're not going to stand for the big steal. So if you are a Trump supporter, make plans now. Take a bus, hitchhike, carpool, take a train, fly if you can afford it. We need you in Cleveland.
This is the most political direct action, the most important action in decades, if not in 100 years, folks. And bottom line, I mean, we can talk about this, right? You are going to plan to lead with myself and many others, demonstrations, events, movements. The details won't be out for a while. But, folks, be in Cleveland for the week of that convention. Be there. And we are going to absolutely show the world the real power. We need 5 million constitutional Trumpians, Trumpists, to be there so that all the Soros trash and all the filth, the few hundred thousand they'll have there, are totally dwarfed and the establishment does not dare steal the popular vote from the people. And so we're going to have more information very, very soon. People can go to Stop the Steal website of Roger Stone and get ready. You want to stand up against the globalists, them trying to steal the election and stop a populace that wants to have fair trade deals and things like that? You want to go up against all these foreign governments saying we can't have Trump? Then go to Stop the Steal. Go there today and get involved with Roger Stone and everybody else, because clearly Stone's gaining momentum. His other coterie of advisors and experts are within the Trump campaign. He's called where this was going. Trump knows that. And so thank God Trump's really getting a firm footing now against this takeover.
Yeah, Alex, I want to be very clear. Donald Trump made a brilliant decision in choosing Paul Manafort to run his convention operation. Manafort has done this for Gerald Ford, for Ronald Reagan, for George Bush, for Bob Dole. He is literally the very best. So I feel good about the convention. I must also say that now there's a growing breach between the establishment types, between the Romney, Rubio, Bush wing of the party, and John Kasich. Kasich has made a side deal with George Soros. The Soros forces have funneled over $530,000 to John Kasich to keep him in this race.
Now let's stop, because I want you're making huge announcements here, huge developments. You plan to go with millions of people and try to block the steal and exercise the First Amendment. They're already trying to steal your vote. Now they want to steal your speech. You got to exercise it or lose it. Bombshell. Also, Trump's got the best person and people in to try to fight this. Meanwhile, Kasich has hired the other guy, your former current friend, but a former business associate, to try to run his own delegate grab. He's admitting that. And now you're coming out from your sources, and you wanted to tell me this morning, and saying Soros is basically puppeteering Kasich. That discredits him so badly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the game plan is very clear. Kasich is the backup plan of the globalists. Kasich. They hope to force Kasich on Trump later as a running mate, just as they forced George H.W. Bush on Ronald Reagan. So Soros has a backup plan. I do know that that Kasich's handler, John Weaver, is profiteering mightily off the Soros connection. Now, I understand that the establishment types are angry that Kasich will not throw in with the Bush, Cruz, Rubio cabal, but he's putting his own best interests and the dollars of Soros ahead of the establishment. But in a sense, Soros is the puppet master. He's the man with the larger plan on how to affect what goes down in Cleveland. The other thing I can report, Alex, is that former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, a friend of mine, a master of the game, the king of the insiders, a very, very successful lobbyist.
Amazing. Stay there. Stay there. This is riveting, breaking news, folks. With Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to write big articles on this today and tomorrow. This interview is going to go out. Everybody needs to understand the anatomy of the steel and how we stop it. He's with us till about 45 after. Then I'm going to get into other geopolitical news, economic news, you name it. Alex Jones here back live. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com is here. StopTheSteel.org is where you go, and that's kind of the unofficial area, but they've got people on the ground. They're spending a lot of money where they're proving in different states and preparing lawsuits, you name it, for the fraud going on. Remember, they already took Louisiana publicly from Trump, even though he won, and gave it to Ted Cruz. So an unprecedented time going on. But if we get out there and wake people up, this will backfire on them. So continue with Roger Stone looking at the inside baseball. You were getting into different things happening behind the scenes, who Trump is hiring, what Soros is doing. Please continue.
Yeah, so I have learned, Alex, that Haley Barbour, former governor of Mississippi, former chairman of the Republican Governors Association, heavy-duty lobbyist, very smart pal, good friend of mine for many years, even though we disagree on many things, and his brother, Henry Barbour, the Republican National Committee man from Mississippi, two of the ultimate insiders, have retained Chris Hennick, a political consultant formerly with the Republican Governors Association, to game plan a rules and strategy to deprive Trump of this nomination. Now, you just made reference to Stop the Steal. org, and I think this is vitally important for people to understand. They are in these caucuses and primaries, they have been systematically involved in voter fraud, voter irregularities. We are painstakingly and expensively documenting that in Oklahoma, in Texas, in Kansas, in Hawaii, and now overwhelmingly in Utah. The purpose of this is to challenge the seating of Cruz delegates in the Credentials Committee. It is a strategic option that we must have available to the Trump campaign if they decide to exercise it. So if you know of voter fraud in any of those states, or if you know of voter fraud or irregularities in the primaries going forward, in Wisconsin, in California, in New Jersey, in New York, please call the toll-free number. You can find it at stopthesteal.org. If you want to contribute to help us document the steal going on in the primaries, again, go to stopthesteal.org. This is vitally important information. We are going to have a massive Stop the Steal rally and protest in Cleveland. You'll be able to go to the site shortly to get those details.
I'm going to give the number out. We'll put it back up on screen briefly. And I can give that number out. It's 855-245-4634. That's 855-254-4634. And listen, we're about action here at InfoWars. And this is our popular vote. This is our system. They claim they're allowed to steal it. We're going to force their hand and say, no, politically you're not, just because you claim it. This is a mind game. And even if they have the nerve to still steal it, it will politically destroy them, but we have to illustrate it for everyone. We win either way, if they steal it or they don't steal it. But evidence is mounting that Trump and his crew on the ground have the old hands in there that will be able to stop them, at least get it out in the public view, and then the whole thing will blow up on them. Roger Stone, let's talk about how the brakes could work here, how you think this is probably going to end up working out, because I've never seen a time that's more nail-biting, edge of your seat. In your 40-something years of electioneering, have you?
No, actually, as you know, Alex, most Republican national conventions, in fact, both party conventions, have been cut and dried affairs that were decided long before folks got in the convention town. This will be the most epic and exciting and I think hard-fought convention since 1976 when I was working for Ronald Reagan and my former partner, Paul Manafort, was whipping delegates for Gerald Ford. Now, you mentioned Charlie Black, my former partner, now running delegate operations for John Kasich. Again, one of the most skilled and intuitive and well-connected political operatives in the country, not a man to be underestimated. The Kasich maneuver is a tough one. He's sitting on 100 votes. There, he has almost no probability of being nominated for president. But trust me, his is a vice presidential strategy to end up as the vice president for Trump or somebody. If this nomination does not go to Trump on the first ballot, I predict it goes to Paul Ryan on the fourth ballot.
Roger Stone, stay there. I want to come back and walk through this slowly. It's so important. And speaking of slowly, I gave the number out too fast and gave it out once wrong. StopTheSteal.org or 855-245-4634. That's 855-245-4634. StopTheSteal.org. Folks, get those complaints in. It's having a big effect. We'll be back straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. It's election 2016, the battle for the Republic.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's being reported by WorldNet Daily, top story on Drudge Report by Jerome Corsi. We should get back on this week or next week. Dr. Corsi, the report is that Trump's chief of staff prosecutor outed as a Hillary supporter, put on Florida Democratic Party's campaign endorsing counsel. My issue is this is becoming a distraction from the rest of the campaign and the big steal. And that's another reason that Roger Stone has never even wanted to get into all the sex stuff. He's always said it's a distraction, it's a diversion. And then you notice again on CNN and a bunch of other channels last night, Ted Cruz came out and said, the henchman Roger Stone, we can play the clip, I guess, is out to get me, but he won't deny all the women. And I've been researching it. It looks like it's going on. My problem is he acts like he's the second coming, this high priest, this messiah. And so if he is running around with five mistresses and hookers, I've got a problem with it. In fact, we have the clip. Here it is.
Let me be clear. This National Enquirer story is garbage. It is complete and utter lies. It is a tabloid smear. And it is a smear that has come from Donald Trump and his henchmen. It is attacking my family. And what is striking is Donald's henchman, Roger Stone, had for months been foreshadowing that this attack was coming. It's not surprising that Donald Trump's tweet occurs the day before the attack comes out. And I would note that Mr. Stone is a man who has 50 years of dirty tricks behind him. He's a man for whom a term was coined for copulating with a rodent. Well, let me be clear. Donald Trump may be a rat, but I have no desire to copulate with him. And this garbage does not
All right, that's one from a few days ago. There's a new one, too, where he's saying stuff like this. Look, the Enquirer admits they were working on it 4 or 5 months ago. They admit you weren't involved. They called you about it. You said, yeah, I hear it's true. And the media is calling these women, and it's obviously much of it's true. The Enquirer, I don't know when they've been wrong about these scandals. I mean, John Edwards, you name it, the list goes on and on. And I know you didn't want to go with this. I called you this weekend and wanted you on about it. You didn't want to do it. But now you're here. you say you're willing to talk about it, because for me it goes to their character. They're openly stealing Trump delegates and votes. They're openly getting ready to steal the popular vote. And then they want to act like that you and Trump are beating up on his wife when they started the attacks on Trump's wife.
Yeah, Alex, this is strictly deflection. So let me be very clear. I categorically deny that I was the source of this story. I categorically deny that I ever discussed it with Donald or with his campaign. It is now well established that this ball started rolling with the Marco Rubio campaign, that Rubio's agents were actively shopping this story to major news outlets. In all honesty, if I were going to plant a story as a dirty trick, would I be quoted in that story? Would I allow myself to be quoted and leave a big old thumbprint? I'm many things, but stupid isn't one of them. What's even more outrageous, though, is you have Ted Cruz, a man whose campaign planted a false story that Ben Carson was getting out of the race on CNN, and then systematically called a pre-identified list of Ben Carson's voting supporters, texted them, emailed them, phone called them to tell them, oh, CNN has reported that Carson is out. Shift your vote to Cruz.
And by the way, I've noticed, Roger, I've noticed that Trump hasn't been doing dirty tricks. He's been moving forward with populist pro-America messages. And when I went back and researched you years ago, and then again when you were getting involved with us here in InfoWars 8 months ago or so, that was the liberal media calling you a dirty trickster. They call me a deep racist with no quotes. I mean, they might as well call me Santa Claus. They just lie.
One man's dirty trick is another man's civic participation. Look, I've seen and I know the names of the women who Ted Cruz has allegedly been involved in. And I must tell you, I think he may be the one who's copulating with rodents.
Well, you notice he doesn't outright deny it either. I mean, he's not coming out saying this is all lies. He just says it's garbage. You know, it's Trump.
Yeah, no, he was asked specifically, have you ever been unfaithful to your wife? And he declines to answer that question. And of course, now you have huge speculation that the lawyer for the DC madam is threatening to release the 800 names that are on her client list. A judge is trying to prevent that. But he has said repeatedly, this will have a profound effect on the current presidential race. Well, what that tells me is that it's not Chris Christie who's on the list. If I were Ted Cruz, I think I'd be more concerned about that.
But I guess that'll get blamed on Donald Trump. They'll claim that Ted Cruz actually had Donald Trump's thing that Rubio was obsessed with and that he did it with Donald's.
Yeah, look, this is all a sideshow, and it is purposely meant to distract folks from the fact that even as we sit here, delegate votes are being stolen from Donald Trump in South Carolina, in Louisiana, they're going to be stolen. There's going to be an attempt to steal them, I should say, in Colorado, in Arizona. The big steal is on, and they're nibbling at the edges.
That's right. That's right. Ted Cruz's bimbos, whatever, you don't care. You care about the theft of someone who has got double the delegates, turbocharging with the entire world media demonizing him and attacking him, the most fantastical time politically to ever be alive, beyond any movie. It's over the top, and we don't care about what, you know, the wooden man Ted Cruz is doing and all his distractions. So in the 5 minutes we have left, Roger Stone, you got the floor to break down the big steal, where it's coming, how we stop it, what we do, how we get to Cleveland. The troops are ready for the marching orders.
Well, I mean, look, there's so many places where there's a skirmish, it's almost hard to cover it. In South Carolina, all of the delegates must have, by party rules, have been delegates to the Republican State Convention 2 years ago. Trump was not a candidate 2 years ago. There are no Trump supporters attending the state convention. That is a problem. You've just seen the big steal where they grabbed 5 uncommitted votes and 5 additional votes for Ted Cruz in Louisiana, even though Trump won that primary with almost 40% of the vote. This is going on in Georgia. It is going to be the strategy across the board. A larger problem, as we have discussed, is the packing of these delegations with Trojan horse delegates. So even in Texas, where Trump is entitled by party rules to 40 votes from the delegation, the bosses with Rick Perry and George P. Bush and Ted Cruz pulling the strings, the bosses have let it be known there will be no Trump supporters on the Texas delegation. None. The Lubbock County chairman, Carl Tepper, a very good man,
incredible,
a strong supporter of Donald Trump. Essentially, they are stiffing him. They're telling him, and he's the chairman of the Republican County.
They're just going to steal it all in front of us, but it's okay because Ted's from Canada and he has a cowboy hat.
Yeah, they're going to steal it in broad daylight. The one good piece of news is I have enormous confidence in the man Donald Trump has selected to lead his troops in Cleveland. Paul Manafort is the ultimate pro, and he's many, many steps ahead of the establishment ruling clique. So again, I implore anybody who's out there listening or watching, if you're for Donald Trump and you need a summer vacation, come to Cleveland. We need you in Cleveland. We have to demonstrate to the kingmakers that we're not going to stand for the big steal. We are going to have a massive Stop the Steal rally where we can show our strength. Alex is going to speak. I'm going to speak. There will be others. We have to demonstrate to the world that we're not going to stand for the hijacking of American democracy.
It's incredible. I mean, I don't care who you are. You should be standing up for the voting in this country and their attempt to say, oh, well, we let you vote, but it doesn't really count. This is truly jumping the shark. And I can't imagine a wilder circus than Cleveland. I mean, I've got butterflies, and I've been involved on air so much for so long, not much gives me butterflies. And I've got butterflies like the first time I was going on air 21 years ago, Roger. Where do you think this is going to end up in your gut? I mean, I think Trump's going to be able to beat him and still take it. I don't think they're going to be able to rip this off. Or if they do, that'll bring him down as well.
I am growingly confident about Trump's ability to win on the first ballot. But let's be clear, the toughest wicket is Wisconsin. Trump is up by double digits in California, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a little complicated because it has a beauty contest and a separate delegate contest. But I'm confident that that the Trump folks and Paul Manafort and Mike Glasner, their political director, very capable guy, I think they're on top of it. So Wisconsin now is the battleground. And as I indicated right here on Infowars.com on Monday, they are rolling out the big guns. Scott Walker, the governor, who's beaten back two recalls, beat back an attempt to recall the majority in the Senate, funded largely in his career by the Koch brothers. Paul Ryan, the guy who said 10 times he didn't want to be speaker when, of course, he wanted to be speaker. Now he says he doesn't want to be president when he does want to be president. They're rolling out all the big guns in Wisconsin. It is Trump versus the establishment, wall to wall. And it is essential that Trump get out of Wisconsin with delegates. Although, let me say this. If they lose Wisconsin, there's still enough delegates in the states are remaining to put Trump over the top. The guy who must win Wisconsin, however, is Ted Cruz. He needs 86% of all delegates chosen going forward to reach the magic number. He is nowhere near 1237. And believe me, when the time comes, the Bush brothers will push Tricky Ted aside and grab a more reliable member of the global.
That was my final question. I mean, does he even get a VP spot then? If he's obviously in second place, or they just totally throw him to the side because they created him? He's their minion. He's their android, biological android from the beginning. I mean, what are you expecting at the convention? They are crazy enough, and we see them. We see Paul Ryan. We see the announcements that he's looking like he may get ready to get in. This is over the top.
Well, the strategy of Mitt Romney has, of course, failed. I think he is now unlikely, not having the courage to get in the late primaries and contend. The bosses have a very hard time handing this nomination to someone who has no delegate votes. But I must tell you, Ted Cruz's chance of winning this nomination are virtually zero. For personal reasons, not issue reasons, but personal reasons, he's not well-liked in the establishment, more because of his prickly personality. They know he can be counted on to support the globalist agenda, but they just don't like him. And in the end, he will end up begging whoever the nominee is for an appointment to this to the U.S. Supreme Court. The establishment will push him aside and go to one of their more reliable minions, but only if Donald Trump can be stopped on the first ballot.
All right. I want to get one last point with you. I look at a lot of national polls. Trump's neck and neck, or a little bit ahead Hillary. Some he's behind. But the mantra by the Republicans on TV and the Democrats is he can't beat Hillary. You know, you're giving it to Hillary. Please throw us in the briar patch. But they don't want to be thrown in the briar patch. They seem to be really scared of Trump. And the way he's got double-digit numbers compared to the last election, black Americans voting for him, a lot of Reagan Democrats, a lot of blue-collar Democrats. And it seems like even on The View and stuff, you know, he's saying, hey, Brussels is falling apart, a lot of Arab terrorists. They blow it up. I mean, Trump's not really saying radical stuff in most cases. And so it seems like the longer he stays in, the more this hype is going to wear off. In my gut, dead reckoning looking at this, I think Trump's the strongest candidate against Hillary. Kasich is a ringer, obviously, over there with Soros, always part of the, you know, the two-party duopoly slash monopoly. Cruz is a joke, you know, a total Bush creature, we now know, unfortunately. What is, I mean, your real analysis, because you give it to us, what does Trump do if he gets out of this nomination? And then what are the dirty tricks we got to face there?
It's the exact opposite of what the Republican bosses are telling us. Trump is the only one who can beat Hillary. Here's why. First of all, he's not afraid to open the issue of her abuse of her husband's sexual assault victims. Hillary's an accessory after the fact in every one of Bill Clinton's sex crimes. Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, a very brave and courageous woman, Paula Jones, Eileen Wellstone, Christy Ward, Liz Ward Grayson. This list goes on and on of women that Bill has assaulted, but who were then subsequently bullied and intimidated and abused by Hillary.
He can also expose her on 9/11. Clinton was helping the Saudis and bin Laden. That was in mainstream news. He can get him on all of his background. I mean, he'll destroy him, and he's willing to do it.
Well, and I would remind you, because he gave $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation, on the naive belief he was giving to a charity, he's the only one with the legal standing to sue the foundation for fraud this fall and thus open it up for the world to see the largest money laundering scheme in American history.
Plus, we're getting closer to the FBI recommending her indictment. I mean, that now is looking like it's going to happen.
Well, and I again predict that if she is indicted, Obama will quickly pardon her. Pardon me. If the FBI director recommends her indictment, Obama will pardon her prior to any indictment. Now, is that a pardon in return for getting out of the race and letting Uncle Joe Biden step in? Or is that a pardon to try to cleanse her to run with that on her back? Either way, Hillary Clinton is not going to be our next president.
Wow. StoneZone.com. Thank you for your time. Your energy, amazing to have the, you know, somebody as informed as you are here. I know you're on CNN, Fox, other channels. Well, you got banned on CNN, but they only give you 3 or 4 minutes on there. It's great to see you be able to really break all this down the last 45 minutes with us. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Talk to you again soon, my friend.
Alex, great to be with you as always.
God bless you. You know, I knew who Roger Stone was 20 years ago reading newspapers and stuff. And then I'd go to JFK events and other conspiracy events, and he'd be there. And they'd go, this is Roger Stone, you know, of the all these administrations. And I'd, Roger Stone, the best-selling JFK author, the best-selling New World Order author, that guy knows his stuff. He turned against him in about 2003 with the Iraq War. He's been exposing him ever since. People say, what are you doing having that big insider on? Well, he's fighting the globalists. He's been doing it for 13 years, 14 years. I mean, that's not, you know, some little thing where he acts like a patriot for a year or 4 years like Roger's, you know, like Roger's nemesis over there, the wooden man, Ted Cruz. I mean, Ted Cruz, the whole thing shows you it's a setup. And now the Bush is coming out and endorsing him and the rest of it. And I don't want to attack Ted Cruz because I liked him on his gun votes and his filibusters on Obamacare and other stuff like that. But, man, when you got the Bushes behind you and you're making all these, you know, lies up about Donald Trump, I've got a big problem. Do I dislike him like I dislike Hillary? Absolutely not. Gosh, I got to say, I mean, I'd have to vote for him over Hillary Clinton. People say, oh, the election's a fraud. What are you doing? We're involved in the process to show it's a fraud to try to fix it. It's really rotting. It's really falling apart now. And we're using that to expose it's a facade instead of playing along with it. This is how we discredit the globalist. Resistance is victory. It's like lifting weights builds your muscles. We'll be back with other key news. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up for the first 30 minutes of the next hour, we have Paul Nagy joining us, who started WeWillWalk.org, involved with the Trump folks. And that is, if they steal the nomination from him, threatening to leave. And obviously, that's if the Republican Party cheats Trump. He's not breaking his pledge. So he's going to be joining us, then open phones, a ton of other news. By the way, earlier in the last hour, I introduced our latest InfoWarsLife.com product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to everybody. And I had one of the tester containers from 2-3 months ago before it was mass manufactured, and that's what I was holding up. This, of course, is one of the earlier tester containers that we had. This is the actual larger container that it comes in, but there are a lot of other brands of things out there somewhat like this that are even bigger but have the same amount of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in them. Even though the container is larger, this is concentrated. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation, 30 servings, fruit punch flavor, dietary supplement, will absolutely blow you away. And look, this is out of necessity that I started developing our own nutraceuticals, because so many of my sponsors have been really good nutraceutical companies out there, but we didn't bring in the money we needed to fund our own operations. And I said, listen, I want to go out to the very best companies, the very best labs, the very best organic groups out there, and I want to develop game-changing products with scientists and chemists and developers so that we can bring a line of products to people. And we've done it in the last 4 years at InfoWarsLife.com that is unprecedented, absolutely unprecedented. So check out this new product today, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Advanced Multivitamin Formulation, at InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It simply is the very best tasting, incredibly absorbable, super high quality, the very best forms of the minerals, the vitamins, the cofactors, the amino acids that your body needs, and it's great for children. So many multivitamins are not absorbed in the gut. This is because it's in a liquid form, and it's the best fruit punch I have ever tasted. And it's totally naturally flavored by what's in it. It's amazing. This is really going to excite folks. No reviews yet because it just came out today. 2 years in development. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's going to be bigger than our first big game changer, and that Survival Shield Nation Iodine, true Nation Iodine, unbound, turns bright blue or bright purple on paper, not red. That's what real iodine looks like. 99999 from deep earth crystals, totally pure, goes right in and starts going after the bad halogens, pulling the garbage out. It's what your glands really need. If they don't have good halogen X2, Nation Iodine, then it takes in the bromide, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride. This is the answer to the fluoride. This is Superman versus the fluoride that you would call Bizarro, or maybe Doomsday, to use a comic allegory. By the way, I saw the movie. It was too long. I thought it was pretty good. They do false flags against Superman stuff, but I should do a review of that side issue. I don't think it was as good as the first one, but it was still pretty good. Doomsday was pretty scary. Reminded me of some of our politicians and what the eugenicists want. But Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com is amazing. I put it in water, or I put it under my tongue. It's much more palatable than the garbage iodine that's out there. And nobody was promoting iodine before we did it. I'm not, competing with folks that copy us and put out crud iodine. They just aren't smart enough or whatever to figure out how we do this. I mean, we're a real organization. We do real stuff. You know, we've got video shoots going all this week with just amazing people. We'll just wait till you see it in the next few weeks, led by Tim Kennedy and others. We're out there breaking the news, trailblazing on every front. The very best water filters at the lowest price. Promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com. We just want to bring you the best of the best price. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield Nation Ion X2, Super Male Vitality. Oh, by the way, get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship and get free shipping on orders above $50. I always forget some of our biggest specials at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Support our local stations. Spread the word. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Fourth hour, third hour, then fourth hour. This is what America's becoming. They want to censor us now. It's gotten that bad. Wake up, folks.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
And so what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kill the country. World government. It's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government. Looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world and global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand, you're living in a science fiction movie. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode, that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web?
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the elite or space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're now in the third hour, broadcasting worldwide.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Never before has the establishment, both the Democrat and Republican parties, shown us that at the top they are wedded to each other. Like the Bennett brothers, where one was a Democrat, one's a Republican. It's crazy. And now we've gotten to a position where they openly say they're going to steal the popular vote and are already doing it in Louisiana, in New Hampshire, you name it, from Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Now, I don't like Bernie Sanders, but at least he means what he's saying. Hillary is just a psychopath, obviously. And many psychologists and psychiatrists have analyzed her and say that's exactly what she is. But stealing the popular vote, trying to mainline it like it's okay. Donald Trump pledged to not leave the Republican Party, what, 8 months ago, with the third party, as long as they follow their pledge to not try to sabotage him or shield the nomination, which Roger Stone, who was just on the last hour, warned him was coming. You notice everything Stone talked about is coming true, so Stone is accelerating back towards the very top of the campaign. I'm just going to stop right there. And his former business partner has become the top advisor to Trump on stopping the steal there at the national convention. Separately, the Democrats are in the news admitting that they're stealing it from Bernie Sanders in the Newark Daily News, and people are upset. Well, Paul Nagy is a former Pat Buchanan advisor and has been involved in Republican politics and issue advocacy for more than 30 years. Nagy articles have been published in Breitbart, Daily Caller, The Hill, and the Concord Monitor, and many others, and numerous outlets throughout the world. He's a Trump supporter and the founder of We Will Walk movement, which is taking fire. Now, this whole dump Trump, fire Trump thing, you know, anything but Trump thing is a joke that George Soros is funding. A petition that challenges the GOP trying to steal the nomination from Donald J. Trump, even if he has the delegates. So wewillwalk.org, Nagy Report, N-A-G-Y Report, or NagyReport.com. And Paul Nagy joins us right now. First off, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you this, sir. Have you ever seen, even in the history books or since you've been involved in politics, an election cycle this out of control and wild?
No, I haven't, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on. And just let me say this at the beginning. I feel very humbled with the coming behind and being interviewed after you had the one of the most brilliant political minds in our country on. Roger Stone is just the greatest, okay? And I have not. I've known Roger for a long time. I've been in politics for a long time. This is a mess, Alex, a mess, and it has to be fought.
Absolutely. Even if I didn't like Trump, and I love him, I have a few problems, but I love him because he's real and populist. Even if he was bad, I would fight to not have him be robbed. I mean, this is so out of control. What is the power structure thinking? And then why are you supporting Trump? And then let's talk about your different plans to try to derail their operation.
Well, the power structure, I've been fighting the power structure ever since the Buchanan days, when they tried to shut Pat Buchanan down at the convention in Texas, okay? So I know the boys involved. I know the boys involved that targeted Jack Kemp way back, and they kept him from the vice presidency, and they kept him from the presidential campaign.
And Stone was running his campaign then. You were involved. So you guys have witnessed this over and over again.
Over and over again, and I've been in the background, I've just been watching and watching. I haven't really had a candidate, but when Trump came on the horizon in June, and I listened to what he said, and the guy's strong, okay? He's successful. He means what he says. I'm an ex-Jersey guy, okay? I was born and raised in Jersey. He is a New Yorker, and we both have an attitude, and I love Trump's attitude.
I love it, too, and I love how the South loves him. The media, the leftist elite media, always acts like the South and the North hate each other. That's pure bull. That's just made-up garbage.
That's a bunch of bull, okay? It just, it just, If people want to know what people on the ground are thinking, go to my petition site and read the comments. As of 2 minutes ago, we had 25,000 people that signed the petition. Now, I started this 10 days ago, and it's just me and this little old operation here in my home office in New Hampshire. Okay, I put a Facebook page up. I had people come to the Facebook page, dedicated people. I've got a bunch of people. The administrators are great, and they push the petition all over the place.
And it's already all over the news, showing the power. Showing the power.
25,000 people.
Absolutely, that the grassroots has. Should they go to NagyReport.com to find the links to the Facebook and the rest of it?
Well, yes. They can go to NagyReport.com, and they can go to the petition just by typing in WeWillWalk.org, or they can go to Facebook and look for the group We Will Walk. We have over 2,000 members, and every one of those members are itching for something to do. And I'm happy to hear about the Cleveland mission, because this is something that I had on my horizon for the next.
Oh, we're doing it. Stone and I and others are planning it, and we're going to go. Great guns. I'm going to be there for over a week and a half. He's going to be there for a full month. I'm coming. I'm going to be on the ground every day with my crew. We're going to be on the show there every day, and it's going to be big. And because look, if they were stealing it from Bernie Sanders, I would go and try to stop it. But with it, Trump, it is so obvious. Right. What do you think the establishment thinks they're getting away with? This just seems crazy.
Well, I think they're getting away with anything. I think they're scared. And they're scared because they're going to lose two things, power and money. I mean, Trump gets at the top, their power and their money goes away. And the Republican Party, as it is today, needs to come down. It needs to be put into ashes and then resurrected.
That's right.
Resurrected under Donald Trump.
How dare them let China have 40% tariffs on us with their currency, and then Trump says that's not fair, and they call him protectionist. It's suicidal for us to have open trade, and they don't. That's crazy.
Well, they said that Trump is not a conservative, okay? Who do they want him to be a conservative like? A conservative like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who just passed an outrageous budget that both Barack and Obama and his minions loved, or the conservatism of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who jeopardized our national security by not protecting our borders from illegal immigration and Muslims, and the Muslims that are coming in who could do harm to our country. I mean, these guys are delusional. What I call them is the impudent snobs. Okay, the impudent snobs, Bill Kristol, Charles Krauthammer, Chuck Will, the National Review. They don't know what they're talking about, and they don't know what they're coming up against, Alex.
It looks like the Republican Party establishment's committing suicide in front of us. I mean, they were already on their last legs, but, man, what they're doing is crazy.
Because, once again, they are shaking in their boots. They have never come up against this. The people that I talk to, the people on the ground, I mean, the people that I worked, I am an organizer. That's what I do. Okay, I get the job done. I say, in politics, nothing's moved unless it's pushed. I push. You give me a task, and I will go out and do it. I listen to people. I talk to people. I'm constantly on the phone. People are fed up. They've had it. They're not going to be told anymore to go sit in the corner, be quiet. We will nominate who we want to nominate by some guy with a chalkboard who appears on Fox News, okay? This is not going to happen. The people are not going to take it. And they're underestimating the people, Alex.
I agree. I've got a AP article here today and several others where the royal family of Saudi Arabia has announced they're going to start killing gays who identify as gay, but the left doesn't have a problem with that. And they're firing professors here in the U.S. who simply say we should have men and women's rights protected. That's okay. Saudi government wants to execute gay people who show their sexuality in public online. The left defends that, but then meanwhile wants to fire professors that say we should defend marriage. I mean, what is wrong with the left? I mean, getting away from the Republicans for a minute, I always thought of myself as a classical liberal, like a Thomas Jefferson guy. I'm a libertarian, so I kind of lean Republican because, gun issues and stuff like that. But what is wrong with the Democrats? I mean, they really seem like mentally ill psychopaths or something.
Well, it's not what's wrong with them. It is what they believe. They believe that they are rights, okay, that they are in power and that they will dictate. And for the most part, you know, America has just sort of, oh, you know, with the PC crap, though, well, you really can't say this and you can't. It's time to stand up. People are standing up, okay? And we say we've had enough, and we have someone in Donald Trump, who is the leader and who is saying the same things.
But you know, I watch him give press conferences. He's been on the show, of course, but I watch him give like an hour-long press conference on his plane. He's really telling people what he thinks. He's really talking to those reporters. He's really a real guy. It's freaking them out.
And they're trying, what they're trying to do with the talking heads on the morning, the political consultants who have never won a campaign, and what I call the Valley Girl consultants, okay? If you look at them, it's everybody that just has to go to, oh, Trump is always mad and he's talking about this. And they never talk about Trump talking about the issues, what he stands for.
They lie and say he doesn't have issues. And I kind of bought into that 6 months ago. And I started looking. He is all about issues. They just don't show what he says.
No, because they have to attack him personally. And they just can't. I'll tell you something, Alex. With this We Will Walk movement that I have, okay?
Yeah, we're going to break in a minute. That's why you're here. Let's talk about We Will Walk. Let's get into that right now.
Okay, I've sent a press release out. This movement with 25,000 people has not had a word said about it in any of the media, okay? On any of the national TVs, I have tweeted this out. I've sent press releases. They won't touch it because it is successful. And they know if they touch it and they advertise about or talk about it, it is going to expand.
Man, if you get the libertarians to give him the nomination, he would take over. He would beat the Democrats and Republicans.
And, you know, the other thing is I'm saying, and I'm not complaining because this is what I do.
Stay there. You're going to have the floor, Paul. Paul, stay there. We're going to come right back to you and talk about We Will Walk and your plan to kind of keep the Republicans honest. WeWillWalk.org with Paul Nagy straight ahead. This is important. WeWillWalk.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Notice, we're really fighting, folks. We're trying to defeat the globalists. This isn't a game. For this, I'm going to the big RNC event this year. We'll cover the DNC too, but that's so staged. We'll have like one reporter there. Still important. I'm going to be there for at least a week and a half, 2 weeks. Roger Stone's going to be there reporting for InfoWars.com and other folks for a month. This is going to be big. And all over the world, we see crazy turmoil. But we've got a guy who comes highly recommended, obviously, from Roger Stone and others, who I was fully aware of back in the Pat Buchanan days. So I'd see him on TV when I was involved in Pat Buchanan's last two campaigns. And I saw them stealing the votes from him in Austin, Texas, where almost all of the people in the primary were for him, but he, you know, didn't even get 10% in Travis County. I saw him steal Arizona. And the crazy part is it comes out they're stealing it, and the media says, no, they didn't steal it. Well, this time they're openly stealing it, and so Paul Nagy of WeWillWalk.org is organizing, just in the last few weeks, a movement that's already gotten really big to walk if they do this. So explain the plan, why you're doing it, and why folks should get involved, Paul.
Well, the plan is, why I'm doing it is that when I first started, Alex, this is about the country, okay? It's a movement. It's a movement that's starting to form that actually transcends Trump individually, okay? And if the Republican Party continues in its effort to prevent Trump from the nomination, which he is clearly winning against, unprecedented intervention by the party power brokers and the elitists, then we will leave the party. And that is what the threat is. If they tamper with Trump or if they sabotage him, then we will leave the party. We will sit this out. But, you know, that's not going to happen. The movement here is to keep growing, to keep collecting those petitions, keep collecting the names, to be able to give you guys, by the time we get to the convention, you know, I'm shooting for 1.5 million people.
That's it. We need to have the big, credible dagger at their throat to respond to them if they try to steal the election.
Now, I have breaking news right now because I'm on my other computer. And I'm talking to my administrators of the group of Facebook, okay? And what they're telling me is that Facebook is restricting any of the posts from our site that go to the signature site.
That happens to us, too. Give us your Facebook so folks can get around that.
Right. And they're starting to notice that. That's okay. We'll get around that. I mean, that isn't a problem. I mean, bring it on. So as I was saying, I started this 10 days ago, and I thought to myself, it can't go on. The Republican power brokers can't determine how this plays out. Rove and company think that, everybody's going to sit home and eventually they're going to come around to it. No, that's not going to happen again. Okay, what they're doing is they are pushing us out of Atwater's big tent, okay? When we want to come into the Republican Party and we want to help to change it, they're pushing us out.
That's right. So he's swelling the Republican Party into the populist party it's supposed to be, and these blue blood establishment people are trying to restrict it. They are outrageously arrogant.
Absolutely outrageous. I'm sure you've heard some of these people. I mean, we will make the nomination. It is who we
know. Oh, they've had the guy that runs the rules committee on the election. What is his name? Curly, whatever, on TV saying your vote doesn't count. Stop voting. We make the choice.
Well, there is strength in numbers, and we will show them numbers.
Okay? Well, I agree with you. They're scared. That's why they're acting so cocky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're showing their hand. Well, folks, go to wewillwalk.org or NagyReport.com and get involved there. And as you said, we need to have a big organized movement, pointing that out, ready for Trump to walk. And then in the general election debates, he will destroy them. But speaking of the libertarians, and I know we're just talking about building the threat. But I'm telling you, he has a shot. The libertarians are in 48 states. He would, I think, in a general election with the libertarians is the only candidate that could win for them. He would probably beat the Democrats and the Republicans in a three-way race.
I agree with that. So that is a vehicle. That's a choice. I mean, that is an option.
I know Ventura has been offered to compete for it, but he says he won't do it if it's Trump or Sanders. Yeah. He will if it's Hillary or Cruz, because they're so establishment. But I'm telling you, Trump's got some real options on his hands here. This is an incredible time, Paul.
This is an incredible time. I'm a little older guy here, I just want to go out with a political bang too. And I think it's going to happen this time. Like I said, people need to go to the petition site. And if they don't do anything at all, read the comments from 25,000 people that have signed this petition. And every one of these petitions have been emailed and are
sure.
Going
where's
to
the
be
best
emailed.
Place to go for the petition? Wewillwalk.org.
Wewillwalk.org, and it will take you right to the petition.
All right, Paul. We salute you. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless, and I'll see you there in Ohio. I'm going to be there covering the whole thing, and I wear my bias openly. I'm promoting the popular vote. I'm promoting freedom. I'm promoting Trump, the Second Amendment, the whole nine yards, down with political correctness.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, one of the great crew, Matt, just pointed out this bumper sticker that showed up here at the office. That is awesome. And it's actually homemade, so I know who local patriots made it. Banana Bay Tactical Trading Co. It's an Army-Navy store. Who would Al-Qaeda vote for? And then they wrote ISIL, ISIS, IS out to it. That's all the globalists, George Soros and others that ran the Arab Spring, trying to confuse everybody about the fact that the West was backing Al-Qaeda. 4 years ago, they panicked as it was coming out, and our own military said, we're not going to be part of this. So they created all these other names to confuse people. It's Wahhabist Saudi Arabia, folks. Look at my hands. I might as well just go ahead and show that. Look at that. I haven't had calluses since I was in college from lifting weights. And that's what Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex and X2 is doing. I was deadlifting like, I don't know, what was it, 400 pounds a day. And what was scary was it wasn't even hard to do, except it was tearing the skin off my hands. So I'm going to try to get up to 500 pounds, which isn't that much, but I don't know. They have The Undertaker does it on TV, 500, and they put it on ESPN. So I'm going to try to do 500 in a month. And then in about 6 months, I want to deadlift 600. Because that's the kind of stuff people want to see, I guess. It sure excited my personal trainer. So It's not that much weight. I could squat 600 pounds when I was 20. Bench press 350. Totally natural. That's not that strong. I weighed like 185 pounds, though. So for my weight, I was very strong. Now I weigh like 235 or so. And, man, I'm getting into the heavy weight, and it is awesome. And in contrary to popular belief, my muscles are getting a little bigger, but the fat is just draining off of me. Maybe we'll have a weightlifting contest here at the office. We'll see who can squat the most, who can bench the most, who can... I can't bench like I used to. My shoulder hurts. Anything above like 250, you just... It's easy to push, but my body in the joint just won't do it. So I need to take more of the InfoWars Life joint formula, because quite frankly, we made it for folks that have joint problems. I haven't taken it yet. I want to get in the news right now, and I want to open the phones up. The toll-free number on everything we've covered today, wide open, free-for-all, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. But before I go any further, I realized that in the first hour today for TV viewers, I kind of messed up, because we had a whole warehouse of this that just came in, and I was going, man... This sure seems little to Anthony, the vitamin mineral fusion advanced multivitamin formulation. He goes, well, don't worry. You know, see it, you know, versus, you know, other leading brands, it has just as much or more. It's concentrated. And I said, yeah, but seems like that's small all of a sudden. And then they run over here and go, no, you're right. It's twice the size. Sorry. Okay. There you go. It's like, did this get smaller? Or did my hand get smaller? Am I turning into Donald Trump? I'm being sarcastic. But this really is the very, very best nutraceutical vitamin mineral blend with amino acids and other trace elements we could come up with for the price. And the taste is amazing. My kids absolutely love it. We're going to go to Rob Dew for just a second before we go to your calls. And he's in Wisconsin covering things. All the videos are on InfoWars.com of what's been happening. But we have our own nutraceutical line, whether it's X2 or lung cleanse, or whether it's the oxy powder to flush out the upper and lower intestine, or whether it's Brain Force. We set out to make the very best nootropic with known compounds that, in a healthy way, boost brain activity and overall enjoyment. Few of the ingredients are prescription in Europe. And we are basically half the price of the, quote, leading competitor. And I call them a leading competitor because they called me up about 3 months ago and they said, we notice your nootropic's really good. It's got a lot of our stuff, but some other stuff. Yeah, it's really good. It's better than ours. And you're selling it for half the price. Why are you doing that? Same serving size. And I said, I'm not your competitor. Supplements are like a $10 billion a year business. It's growing exponentially. I'm not in competition with you. I had another sponsor call me and say, your DNA Force is an incredible, you know, DNA telomere, mitochondrial DNA booster, certified BioPQQ, CoQ10, the best forms of it. We have a product like that. I'm like, yeah, welcome to planet Earth. There's 100 brands of orange juice. Yeah, but yours is so good. That's why it is so popular. But you're not in competition. And the crazy thing about me is I still promote other great brands and things that are sponsors. It's just, welcome to America and the world. I'm going to promote my own stuff as well, because we want to develop our own. We want to come out with the best stuff. We want to go to the biggest manufacturers with the highest quality and come up with game changers. That's what we do. It's a free country. We're doing it. But there are just so many great nutraceuticals out there. What we can't crack is whey. Whey has so many scams, so many problems, so many tests, so many issues that I don't promote whey because it's just so hard to give you the very best stuff. I'm doing some research. I'm trying, but it is just a minefield. But when it comes to vitamin mineral fusion of all the basic vitamins, all the minerals, all the trace elements, the amino acids, all of it fused together with a great fruit punch flavor that's natural from the ingredients that are in it, this is the ultimate. $39.95, leading, quote, competitors are twice that amount or more. This is amazing. It's concentrated. This is so important for children because it is liquid, so it's absorbable. And again, I'm talking about other sponsors and people. I'll just throw this out there. The stuff at InfoWarsHealth.com is excellent as well. I endorse it. I love it. Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX. I mean, quite frankly, it costs more, but it's probably better than our bone and joint formula, the OsteoFX stuff that Longevity has that I sell at InfoWarsHealth.com, because we looked into it. It's so proprietary, so powerful. Their bone and joint stuff, I think, is the best stuff they've got. That's like game changer level that is, I don't even know how they sell it for that price. So you get it at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's what we do, is that we come out with our base high-quality products to fund the operation and to help the listeners. And then we also promote the very best sponsors, the very best quality out there at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It looks like we just had people grabbing at the camera and Mac G homieing and things. It looked aggressive. I missed part of it with people going in. Some of these are Trump supporters. Looked like some anti-Trump people getting in Rob Dew's face. I'm not sure what I just saw. They're in Wisconsin moving around. They were in Janesville yesterday. Where are you today, Rob Dew and crew? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin right now. I just had a supporter just said thank you for being here. Alex, those were actually virulent Trump supporters and InfoWars fans all at the same time.
Okay, so they were excited. It looked like they were attacking. Okay, yeah,
I love
that.
They knew who I was.
Like, you think it's a woman's weird. Against you and she tears your clothes off. Okay, I get it.
Exactly. So I was like, let me get a picture.
It.
So this is what's going on right now. You can see the protesters across the street. Maybe less than 100.
I should have known they're Trump supporters because they don't look like they're dead. I mean, it doesn't matter. The Trump supporters look like they've been putting, you know, Valhalla compared to the folks look like they've been putting a microwave. I mean, I'm sorry, exactly. But the anti-Trump people really are ugly. Sorry, go ahead.
they're a motley bunch, that's for sure. But everybody I met today in the Trump line, very nice, even though we got a little rain going on. It's a lot of high school students that are here, anti-Trumpers. So people who haven't paid taxes, haven't lived in the real world, so they don't know what it's like yet. And except this lady, So she's got a sign that says, "Does this ass make me look fat?" Now, do you think that's promoting love?
I'm not claiming to promote love. I'm claiming to promote the truth, and it is that he really kind of is an ass. He is just very derogatory when it comes to how he speaks of women.
Ask her if it's okay if the Saudis chop gay people's heads off. They announced that today.
LGBT community, frankly, how he speaks to other candidates.
Did you have a problem with Saudis chopping women's heads off and gays' heads off?
So
let me ask you about this real quick. Today it came out in Saudi Arabia that they want to, they said they're going to kill gay people. They're going to get the death penalty in that country. And that's a primarily Muslim nation. What do you think about that? And then Trump has come out and said, yeah, we need to vet Muslims better. But then you have other countries.
So what's wrong? Chopping gay people's heads off for no reason or saying don't let these killers in?
I don't think it's ever okay to kill people based on their sexual identity or sexual preference.
So why don't we protect America, lady?
I believe that because the leaders of Saudi Arabia want to kill gay people, that we will condemn all of the citizens of Saudi Arabia and be foolish enough to think that they believe that. We have leaders who have disagreed with in the past. I'm sure there are Saudi Arabia people who disagree with their leaders.
Oh, so bring them on in? Do we give them free everything?
Really hateful statement.
All right, thank you. Thanks, sir. You were live on the air with.
God, I can't listen to her. We talked to those people yesterday. I can't handle it. Let's talk to some Trump supporters.
Let's talk to some Trumps. I got three lovely ladies right here with Trump hats on. Y'all want to be on TV?
Yeah.
All right. So tell me why you like Donald Trump.
Well.
Come on, you're live on TV right now.
I like Trump because he's conservative and he tells you what's up. So,
yeah. So you like how
I know another Midwestern girl looks like her, but she kind of went bad.
Kicks the PC terminology to the curb.
Yeah, pretty much. Sure.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep.
What about you?
I don't want to talk.
Silent Trump supporters. We got a couple ladies over here. Hey, y'all want to talk? Can be on camera? It's all right. We all got.
Oh, they're just cutie cakes. Hey, seriously, get there. If they think you're a hippie because you got long hair. They're kind of.
No. All right. You want to talk about Donald Trump? All right.
No. Tell them you're here with the rebellion. You're here to help. They're scared because you're a good looking liberal, dude. You're not a liberal. You're a patriot, but you look like the dude, and they don't like you.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, they're a little pea-brained as well.
Yeah, it happens.
Try saying, woo, Trump, and they'll talk to you.
Right here, this guy wants to make America great. Wants to do.
Exactly, yeah. That's why we're here. So why are you here for Donald Trump?
I don't know. I just support America. That's all I support. And I'm tired of the 545 politicians in this United States that can't do anything. They campaign against everything that they did. You know what I'm saying? Right. They want better education, but they can't fix it. Right? But they have the power to fix it. They want better immigration laws, but they can't fix it. But they can. They have the power. 535 people in the United States have the power to fix this. And
hey,
they can't do it.
Hey, how you doing?
No, they won't do it because they can't. Because they're sixth grade children, and they can't fix the problem.
Yeah, they'd rather fight about issues of...
They're bought and paid for by foreign interest.
The power to do it. That's the thing. That's what makes me mad. So I think everybody that's in line right here is just tired of...
Good job. Let's go talk to some more folks. Just ask folks, why do you like Trump?
There you go. All right, thanks, buddy. I'm going to go talk to some more people. Thanks for talking.
This is in...
All right, now I'm back on...
Appleton, Wisconsin, so where McCarthy's from.
I don't like... No?
Yeah, they're afraid of the media. Tell them we're not with MSNBC.
All right, this guy will talk. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I watch InfoWars all the time.
He's a big InfoWars fan. So tell me why you like Trump.
Well, we're looking for a lot of reasons. I don't have any specifics, but we're going to go in and find out. That's why I wait in line all day. So really excited to hear him talk.
So how do you feel about it? It looks like the Republican Party hates this guy's guts. They do not want him to get the nomination. And it looks like they may even try to steal it from him. How do you feel about that?
I think they hate his guts because they think that America is turning into a nursing home where everyone needs to be taken care of. I think that we should take care of ourselves and stand up for ourselves.
Spoken like a true American.
Absolutely. Right. You can talk to this guy.
Why do you like Donald Trump?
Not sure who I'm voting for yet. Just here to participate in the political
That's a key
process.
Point. A lot of folks are just coming to hear and people attack them. Talk to them about that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Alex, you'd be surprised. I met a lot of people in this line who are just like, we don't know. We want to see what he has to say. So what about America right now do you think needs to be fixed or worked on, or what's wrong with America?
Well, I think we have to come up with reasonable solutions for health care, reasonable solutions for education costs. And I think that... We just need to continue to work on our tax code, make sure we create jobs.
Pay more taxes or less taxes?
Proper allocation of the taxes and
less taxes. So is he more of a liberal libertarian, or how does he identify?
Repair our infrastructure.
All right. Do you identify as a conservative, libertarian, liberal? What's your political identity?
Generally a conservative.
Okay.
Awesome, brother. Right, let's talk to his girlfriend.
All right. All right. I don't know if that's as good. You want to talk? I'm getting Alex Jones is in my ear right now. He said he wanted to talk to you. Why are you here? What do you like about Trump?
I don't want to talk.
She'll ask her. She was going to check
Alex,
him out.
How you doing? Watch you all the time.
All right. There's our fan back. I've got some young guys here. One of them's got a Democrat pin on and a Trump. So who are you here to support?
Well, I'm not here to support Trump. I'm just kind of here to observe today. Yeah.
Are you old enough to vote?
Not yet. I won't vote in the primaries.
So a lot of folks are just checking it
out.
Exactly. They don't deserve to be attacked for that.
People are checking it out. Look at the line, Alex. It's all the way. And they've already been letting people in for about 45 minutes.
Have them scream Valhalla. Just say Valhalla!
All right. On three, I want you guys to say Valhalla. One, two, three. Valhalla.
Valhalla!
Cheering for one of these teams. One, two, three.
By the way, that's not just in the Runway movie. I always said that. They ripped it off.
One, two, Valhalla. That's where we go when we die.
We're going to heaven. Donald Trump's up there. All right, let's talk to some more of them.
All right. Hey, why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Well, I honestly support him because I'm a centralist. I lean both ways, but he was a Democrat.
That's a good point. He's a populist. That's true. That's why they hate him.
He's got some good ideas. But I honestly think that how he looks now isn't how he's going to look for the general election. That's just not how it's going to go down.
He better not weasel too much.
He's right in the center. He's going to show, he's already shown it, that he's not a huge gun fan, which I'm not a huge gun fan. I own some, but.
Well, you're doing a lot more than a lot of other people are if you're owning guns.
That I am, but I don't support giant clips, machine gun clips.
Yeah, but criminals are going to have whatever. Okay, that guy has a walnut brain. Let's talk to the next guy.
That they are, but that's why we have to trust in our government a little bit.
That's right. We need the government to stick their hands in places. Make sure there's no bombs in our
booze. I think Trump's going to lead the charge on that.
All right, you think Trump's going to lead the charge. All right. Let's get a few more people in here. All right. Hey, how you guys doing? Look at that. They shy away from the camera.
They're a little in their own stereotypical world, too. You know, you got a beard, you got long hair.
Free speech.
Supports free speech.
Ask him, does he like the fact that Trump is going after political correctness? Look, I've kind of talked to enough of them. Giant line. But do I want to talk to you about what you've witnessed the last few days? Sure. Let's go back to Rob Dew. Rob, let's get you on camera, my friend.
All right.
My little green friend. I've been waiting for this a long time. Go ahead.
These are the protesters behind me. You know, this morning the protests were quiet. We went to one. I swear these kids were probably on Valium or Xanax.
You asked. I saw the video. It's like they look like they've been nerve gassed.
Say, look, this lady just called me a racist. Ma'am.
Let's talk to her.
You called me a racist? You said Trump is a racist. So are you.
Skip the break.
Oh, you're talking to the crowd.
Let's talk to this walnut. Let's hear from her.
All right. She doesn't want to talk.
No, go back to that,
idiot.
She just
wants to yell things out.
They're like mindless bots running around saying racism. I don't want to be screwed over by Obamacare. I'm a racist.
There we go. Look at that.
Molon Labe,
right,
InfoWars.com shirt.
Look at that Trump pin. It's like Captain America.
Hey, I'm Captain America. Watch out, Trump.
Look at Hillary for prison shirt. Look at that. Yeah. So why are you a Trump fan?
I like what he's going to do for America. I think he's going to make America great again, and I believe that America has an opportunity if he steps in the office.
Awesome. Let's talk to his Fräulein. Let's talk to his lady.
All right. You're wearing the Hillary for prison shirt. What's your favorite thing about Hillary?
Nothing. I don't like her.
She needs to be in prison.
Yes.
So why are you supporting Trump?
Because I think that he'll make America great again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's another Hillary for prison shirt.
There's another one right there. What difference does it make? That's awesome. Why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Because he'll probably stop the corruption in Washington and bring our jobs back to the country.
Yeah, they're scared of him. I mean, something's going on.
Jones, I like how he said he just wants to do 4 years. He's like, I'm going to do it in 4 years and I'm out. You know, he's not going to be a career politician. He's not going to suck us dry. And, you know, he's just going to say, I'm in for 4 years and I'm going to do it in 4 years.
Well,
that's
tell
all
those folks they're awesome and thanks for the support.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. Alex just said thanks for the support. Thank you all very much. Y'all have a good one. Yeah,
folks, he's been on that line 10 minutes. We've already seen 5 InfoWars shirts.
A lot of love in Wisconsin for you. I mean, a lot of people know. Sure,
love
yeah.
Love for
yeah,
you, dude. We love you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck
I love Rob, dude, by the way.
Say that.
I really
you can't
do.
Say that.
Love tipping with his wife and him and the kids. Oh, my
so
God.
You're not a Donald Trump fan?
Not at all.
Okay, so why are you going in?
Dude, it's so fun to camp with.
I want to hear the unbiased, what he has to say for himself rather than what is portrayed in the media. I want to at least have a position that I can make an argument that's genuine and intelligent.
So you're going to come out and then like an MSM robot, you're going to be saying, he's racist, sexist, xenophobic, and I saw him live, now I can say it.
It's not that. I personally believe that it is just a truth that is displayed in the way he speaks, the words he says, the way he positions himself, the way his policies work.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
18.
18. All right. Do you pay taxes?
No, but I pay income. I pay...
payroll tax?
He pays Social Security tax.
Once you start paying taxes and they start taking all your money, you're going to go, where's all this money going to? I got to pay property taxes to live in my house?
To the military because that's where it should be going. It should go to bomb fucking ISIS.
No, don't say the F word. We're live on the air.
Hit
that was your third strike. Sorry. See you later.
Hit the delay. We got that, right?
I hope we got it.
We catch that network?
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, here's a fan here. Why do you like Trump?
Well, what I like about Trump is that the globalists don't like him.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy's a listener.
He must be doing something right.
Correct.
Ask if he's a listener.
Are you a listener?
A listener, yeah. So I appreciate what you do.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're out
God
here.
Bless
we're
you, brother. We'll get some more info from him. What else do you want to say? All right.
I think he's rolling out.
Let's stop right there, dude. Let's get away from the crowd for a minute. Just stop.
Okay, sure.
Every fifth or sixth person is a listener or wearing a T-shirt. I hope the viewers out there realize you're not alone. That's why you get T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just a funder operation for the $10 we make on one. It's that you then meet like-minded people. And by the way, I've had 5 designer shirts that were limited edition that we never brought back. We've had so many complaints, and now everybody's copying our dark blue Hillary for prison shirt that's been sold out for 2 months. That I'm going to technically do the right thing, but quite the spirit of it, not. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to bring the Hillary for prison original back out, but with a slight design change, so it is designer. It is actually original, but I'm putting the shirt back out. I made the decision yesterday. They'll be back in stock next week, made right here in America, Rob, dude. That shirt is too popular, and people demand it, dude. And we need the money.
We
need the money.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, when we go to break, we ought to get this guy to take us out to break with a song. He's been playing some pro-Trump songs. Hold on. When we're going to break, I'll cue you. All right? So just let me know, Jones. Give me a 10-second countdown, and I'll get this guy to take us a song out to break. He's been playing pro-Trump songs all weekend. Wisconsin's really interesting. Where we're at now, Appleton's very Democratic, very liberal city, and you know, they seem to have stirred up the young kids who don't live.
If you're a real liberal, you should be against Hillary, who's a total tyranny witch, trying to steal it from Bernie Sanders. How could you support?
Most of these people are against Hillary. They are definitely pro Bernie. And I ask them, you know, hey, what is up with? They're saying they're going to steal the election now for Hillary, just outright steal it. And a lot of these people haven't seen that story. And I'm like, go check it out, because they're openly saying they're going to steal the New York primary for Hillary Clinton. They just go ahead and say it. So it's completely ridiculous. And people need to stand up. And I hope these Hillary or these Bernie supporters, when they realize it's been stolen from them, they go to the only populist.
I agree. This is amazing footage of you guys on the ground. Wait till you and I, by the way, we got to go ahead and get the hotel rooms. They're all sold out, or the houses we're going to rent or whatever. Yeah. But we're all going for a week and a half. It is going to be crazy town. So get ready, dude. You're going. I'm going. A bunch of the crew's going. We're going to the RNC. It is going to be Circus Maximus.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm sorry. Somebody wants to say something. He's got a Bernie 16 pin on.
I was just going to say, not everyone in the protesting line is a Bernie supporter. I am, but
you are. Right. Well, yeah. She is. The ones that I've talked to, a lot of them are.
I'm
okay.
Well, who was the woman that called you a racist earlier?
Hold on. She's over there. Hey, we got a Hillary Clinton supporter. So why should we not put Hillary in prison at this time?
There's absolutely no reason to. Why should we?
She destroyed the country of Libya. She sold arms to ISIS. She killed four or five Americans in Benghazi.
That's cute. She killed them, huh?
She stood down. She acted like she didn't know. Who do I support? I support who is not bought off by the globalists. So right now it looks like Donald Trump. But you know what? Bernie wouldn't be a bad second place, honestly.
You know what's interesting?
But I think...
Yeah, does she get their populist? Does P-Brain understand that?
Right. All right, I think they're done talking. What did you say?
I think I don't support Hillary, but I think a lot of people do support her. Ask
her if she knows the peace symbol is the rune of death and Satanism.
Versus Bernie, I think they think she's going to win the general election. She has a better chance of winning the general election against Trump. And they think her establishment politics is a necessary evil. I don't believe that, but I think that's what a lot of people
think. Yeah, a lot of people do think that. Jones, my earpiece fell. What did you just say? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, listen, I just want to ask her if her brain is bigger than a walnut. No, I'm joking. I know. I don't mean to be mean and insult these people. I just get sick of them, how they think they're so smart. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, they do. They really do think they found it all out because they've read an article.
Let's go out to break with this guy. We got 2 minutes. Have him start playing.
Dump it for the Trump man once again.
You have entered the twilight zone of talk radio, fused with TV.
With
the fourth hour today, hosted by.
Step on that Trump train, roll on down.
Oh my God, this is awesome! Who's hosting the fourth hour? I forgot. David Knight.
This is what makes free speech so great. You know, everybody's standing out here. The crowd loves him.
I wonder if they nerve-gassed them all with PCP, what would happen?
Where we go to New York? I drove 13 and a half hours, 15 and a half to get here. Yeah.
Drove 15 hours to come here and play music for people. Pro-Donald Trump supporters.
What if they put Molly do in all of the Trump and then all the Democrat supporters? If everyone was drugged, what would happen?
There'd probably be a lot of clothes being taken off here in the streets.
There'd be peace on earth for 5 hours?
There would be.
So I'm here they sorry.
Are. Now they're getting louder.
I tell you what, stay there. I want you to walk across the street back to the moron crew, back all to right. the Democrats, and I want to talk to them a little bit, see if they're able to talk or form syllables.
I want to grab my bag before I do that. So we're going to go to break.
You're great. Back in 70 seconds with Rob Due. Fourth hour straight ahead, Infowars.com. 2016 election. I'm Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Nico, our head producer, was asking me, why did you just make that joke about people being on ecstasy or whatever? All I know is I've read about it, and Dude was saying it's like the people he went and talked to that were anti-Trump were on Xanax. I've never taken Xanax, but I guess it makes you all spaced out. They do look all like zombies, like, hello, we're here. And then some of the Trump supporters seem kind of spaced out. And then so do the Democrats and the liberals they're talking to. Like, what are they on is what I'm getting at there. That was kind of a 10-minute, 15-minute free-for-all with Rob Due. Here's some of the stories up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Trump says Drudge a fantastic guy. GOP frontrunner speaks highly of media pioneer. We're going to come back in the next segment with David Knight and play that clip. So let's get that clip. But the real reason I'm talking about Infowars.com right now is there is a bill in the House that's getting a lot of co-sponsors to strip the BLM of police powers. So that is a very, very positive thing coming up as well. But right now, let's go back to Rob Due in Appleton, Wisconsin, where the man proven correct, Joseph McCarthy is from. And let's go ahead and go back to Rob Due. Rob Due, go ahead.
Hey, I am. I just got the 10% battery left on my phone, and I'm trying to hook up the cable to it, and it'll take like 20 seconds.
That's okay. We're almost done, dude. You're doing a fabulous job. Are these the anti-Trump people festooned with their rainbow flags?
These are the anti-Trump people. Yes, they are definitely.
But they don't care about the Muslims flooding in that want to chop their heads off.
No. That doesn't seem to bother him that much.
Well, chopping your head off is nothing compared to having orangutan hair.
Exactly. All right. There we go. I think we're back in business.
Lee Marston! Now, who's this guy?
All right. Hey, buddy. What's your name? Look at that.
Oh, he's a listener. Another listener. Hillary for president 2016. A lot of folks in our T-shirts out there in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yep.
This InfoWars doesn't have any listeners anywhere. According to the media, we have no listeners. We don't exist.
Yeah,
we hundreds of affiliates. And
yeah, we do. It's called the back capo. Yeah?
It's so loud, dude. I can't pick anything up.
Is this dresses for Trump? What? Are you wearing a dress for Trump?
No.
Do you not support Trump?
I have no difference against him or for him.
Yeah. What about you? Why are you out here?
My motto is, who will Trump offend next?
Yeah, if he's offensive, yeah. Get rid of him. Yeah.
So what happens if you get offended? Is that the end of the world?
No, but I feel like he's offended so many people that
it
I don't feel
feels fun to get involved because he offended people and I made people happy being against him.
So,
I mean, Barack Obama's killed people with drones. He signs off on drone kill lists all the time.
Yeah, but he does it for...
But that's not as bad as offending
people. Don't act so surprised.
Well, I feel like...
You aren't on any mercy mission this time. Oh, wait, the Politico just said don't talk.
So we always got told as kids, don't be racist, don't do this, don't do this. But
don't be racist. Wow, you can, like, form words. This guy is an incredible leader.
You've been mind-controlled, unfortunately. And that's not my fault or Donald Trump's fault.
Ask him how much fluoride he's drank.
You've been brainwashed into thinking that anything that you say that offends people is bad. And that's not necessarily bad.
No, it's not. It's not always bad. But when you decide to target a certain group and
ask
just
him if he likes fluoride,
that's not fair for them. We want all U.S.
Too loud.
Citizens at one point.
Do you love fluoride?
Hey, so do you like fluoride? Do you drink fluoridated water?
No.
You don't? Are you sure?
I don't drink water.
You don't drink water?
I honestly don't.
What do you do?
Ask him what he drinks.
No. All right. Have a good one.
Well, that is a genius. Another anti-Trump person. These people are literally the dumbest people I've ever seen, dude.
Here, I'm going to get a front shot of it so you can see.
I'm not being mean. They're just idiots. I mean, I'm sorry, these people.
There we go. Here's the cheerleading squad.
Cannot literally tie their shoelaces. They just are on a bandwagon of trendiness.
Joe's, I was talking to them. When I told him I was with InfoWars, they immediately
Hold on, dude. I know your battery's almost dead, but David Knight's coming up. Let's come back with the extravaganza.
Oh,
are you an officer?
Oh, she's ordering you. Yeah, she's a social justice warrior. She just ordered you. God, I'm a woman. I'm in charge.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones here, co-hosting the fourth hour with David Knight of InfoWars Nightly News. The revolution against tyranny, the resistance against dehumanization begins at InfoWars.com. Wow, look at that HD footage coming in. The Skype's really clear right now. With our crew out there in Appleton, Wisconsin, thousands and thousands trying to get in to hear Trump speaking in a few hours. The Trump people, most of them didn't want to talk. Those that did were all listeners, maybe one in five, wearing an InfoWars.com T-shirt. my gosh, what was like all our listeners in Appleton, Wisconsin. And he's across the street and some cheerleaders came over and advised him that they are rulers of Earth and that we're not allowed to talk to them and that they're in command of everything. So Rob, do you want to march back over? What on earth are those people? This may be an invasion from Pluto, these creatures, but I got to say the dumbest, well-meaning people are liberals. They hear a racist Klan member is theirs. They run out to fight him and, you know, discover that that's funded by the government itself. But Rob Dew, who should we talk to here in the in this gallery of, well, let's just say the bulbs aren't too bright here.
This lovely lady right here is an InfoWars. Are you an InfoWars fan?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not a Trump supporter?
No.
Okay, tell me why.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, tell me why you're not a Trump supporter.
She's very intelligent.
He's racist. I love everybody, and I think everybody should be accepted here. And
What's the motto of InfoWars?
You can't have free babies. You can't have free stuff, lady.
There's a war on for your mind. You're the product of mind control. I'm sorry.
I am?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well, because you're spouting the same talking points that the media did just a few months ago. They started saying, he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's sexist.
Hey, let's attack Trump for the real reasons. Translate to her. Translate to her. I'm going to tell the problems. Torture's wrong. Giving the FBI the codes is wrong. Stuff like that's wrong. And Trump's wrong on some stuff. You attack him on stuff that isn't real.
Right. Yeah, now Trump did come out for torture, and he came out for the Apple unlocking their iPhone for the FBI, which those are wrong. And Wade came out and said, that's wrong, Trump. You can't do that. So we have to hold these people to the fire, but just coming out and saying he's racist, he's sexist, he employs a lot of people. He employs a lot of minorities. He probably employs more minorities than you know, than you personally know.
He employs all of his stuff he's getting for his campaign are from China. He doesn't employ people in this country.
He employs people all over the place. He builds buildings. You know, he took a post office. He took a post office in Washington, D.C. that they were going to close down. They had
ask
all the
her if she wants me to give her a total enlightenment.
No, he did it. He did it under budget and on time, which you can't get with any type of government program. They're teaching us the pledge now. I wonder if the Hispanics that are here are saying that.
Yeah, that's from Caddyshack, where he goes, you know, the Dalai Lama gave me total enlightenment when I died, so I got that going for me.
Anyway, it's a joke.
Let's talk to some more of these people. Yeah. Is that a guy or a girl right there? Let's talk to them. The other one.
This lady right here?
No, turn to the right. That's a... There you go.
All right. This is... She's, I guess, from Students Against...
Skullgar. That's a guy,
so
dude.
Why are you against Trump?
Because... I'm sorry, my voice has been...
You've been just screaming a lot.
Yeah. It's... There are two sides of it. One, for me, he's on the checklist of the conservative agenda, which just personally I don't agree with. But he's not only is he socially a bigot, which you can tell by his
By
his rhetoric. It's not
they don't know how to get jobs or do any work. It's not to like be socially proper.
Well, let me ask you this: if he's got the conservative agenda, then why is the Republican establishment against him right now? The conservatives are against him.
Because he's they know that they've been down and out. He is so...
I can't hear from this guy. I mean, give me a break. I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah.
Amoeba, it's smarter.
He's so left-wing, he's the reason why they're losing. They need to change him. They know that. They saw that with a boy.
No, he's winning is why they're against him, Walnut Brain. All right, let's move on to the next Walnut. Stop being mean. These people all think they're so smart. They're idiots. I mean, no one is dumber than a mainline liberal. They're like the most fascist people you've ever met. I just disdain them. Let's go to David Knight for a moment, Rob. Do you just stay there with this wonderful background stuff going on? You're in Appleton, Wisconsin. David Knight, good news. Bill introduced. Kurt Nimmo wrote the article. Infowars.com. Bill introduced in the House to strip BLM of police powers. Legislation follows Nevada and Oregon standoffs. That's some positive good news. And what do you make of all the other big Trump news?
Well, that's excellent news, Alex. And we've talked about that. We've talked about how the special agent Dan Love has been given essentially dictatorial power across two states, across Nevada as well as Utah. And of course, he was one who presided over the Bundy Ranch standoff. He was even criticized by another agent at his level in Arizona. And so we've got the press in Utah as well as Nevada complaining about how this is out of control. And this started with 15 agents who were given uniforms that look like park rangers and guns. And now it has turned into this full-blown military operation. The special agent in charge in Arizona said when he was looking at the Bundy Ranch standoff, he said, I can't believe this is the BLM that I work for anymore. So something needs to be done.
By the way, Obama just grabbed millions of acres in California 2 days ago. They are the feds already have like 80% of the land out west. They're just grabbing all of it.
What's happening is Obama is using his pen and a law from 1906 that was designed to protect Indian artifacts.
Antiquities.
Yes, the Antiquities Act, saying that he can declare millions and millions of acres to be Indian artifacts and just seize them. Now, one of the things that the Indians need to understand is this is not really protecting their interests. It's not protecting their land. It was a national monument, the Tonto National Forest Monument, that is turned over to a foreign corporation to be strip mined, be turned into a massive crater.
I know, that's
so
the great part,
copper.
Is they're turning it over to the Chinese and others to like strip mine it.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's for the earth, screw you, Republicans.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I mean, that's why I say they're so dumb. If we talk to these people about land grabbing for strip mining, they're going to call us racists. I mean, you know that right now. I mean, that's just the only word they know is xenophobia, racism, sexist.
Yeah.
And they're like cult members. I don't know what to do, David.
Well, and it's a shame, too, Alex, because, you know, there's real racism out there. It's like when I was talking to Webster Tarpley at AIPAC, and they were out there with Donald Trump as Hitler. You're not going to win any support at AIPAC when you make that kind of comparison. You're jumping the shark. There's not any comparison
to that
whatsoever.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia says, kill women that drive cars, chop gays' heads off, and none of these people care. Yeah. Real Hitler stuff's going on. They won't touch it. They'll just point at a white male that dares to talk and say, shut up, white male. Check the privilege.
And there's real racism out there. And when they cry wolf over these issues repeatedly, what they do is they give real racism a pass because people are getting so inoculated to the fact that
white supremacists in Europe and the U.S. are swelling their ranks right now.
Yeah.
And you look at them with their beers and beating people up. They're just as dumb and scummy as the racist Mexicans, blacks, and all of them. Just what a bunch of idiots. Why is it the dumbasses are into this, David? I just can't understand it.
Alex, I think when you look at these people, I think it's the colleges. I think it's why Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want to extend free college to people. These people who are getting out in their mid-20s have been institutionalized for over 20 years in most cases. They start out at 3, and then they don't get
out
until
the mid-20s. They're like somebody coming out of prison for 30 years. Exactly. They don't know what planet they're on. They have lived in a fishbowl.
The Stockholm Syndrome. It absolutely is. They have lived in a system where they are told when they can get out of their desk, they have to get in a line, they have to raise their hand to talk.
And now it's time to get active. Now the media tells them they can go out and scream two or three slogans and feel intellectual. And this is them earning their bones. This is them doing their tours in combat. They're women, they're men now. This is their time to shine and spout George Soros, Nazi collaborator garbage. Exactly. You're absolutely on target.
Well, you know, when we were in Washington, D.C., at the press conference as well as AIPAC, there was a handful of protesters out there, and they had a megaphone, and you couldn't talk to them. They wouldn't really engage in conversation. That's why I waited until after everything had calmed down.
They're so dumb, they read off admitted Communist Party scripts.
And they stand there and chant a three-word slogan over their bullhorn.
I am dumb.
And they're not convincing anybody. They're just driving people away from their cause. But when they use these tactics of the left, this McCarthyism of the left, to stifle any discussion by just screaming these same repeated words, these same tired charges, racism,
and they feel
homophobe.
Smart. Do you see that guy with the camera just felt smart saying a three-word slogan? He's like, I mean, I'm sorry, this is a cult.
Well, you got love Trump's hate, love Trump. I hate Trump and all this kind of. My wife went over and talked to these kids, and the father was standing by proud of them because they were just screaming out these slogans. They had absolutely no idea what they were doing. These kids were like 7 and 9 years old, but these college kids that you're looking at have no more discernment, no more sense, no more real-world experience than those 7 to 9-year-old kids that were out there just screaming repetitively, I hate Trump, Trump is a racist. That's all they hear.
Oh, race is the power. Just say that and mountains move. You're taking over in about a minute and a half. Do tell us what else is coming up tonight as you follow reports for Infowars.com, the nightly news at 7. And then, David, do you got 30 seconds? Then, David, you got a minute. Tell us what's coming up today. I'm going to punch you out. Great job, crew.
All right. Well, right now, the line has broken up at the Trump rally because they've let in, I guess, 1,000 people, and now there's no more room in the building. So you had
so the news is the Trump rally's overflowing as usual.
Overflowing as usual. It was at least 3 blocks long going down the street. You could see it going down that way. And then here's the hotel. And so some of that's breaking up, but it seems like the protesters are gathering numbers. A lot of Trump people have been walking over here. In fact, we got a guy right here who's InfoWars and Trump fans. Tell me why you like Donald Trump.
Why do I like Donald Trump? Well, it's because he speaks his mind. He's very focused on America. He's clearly a nationalist, unlike the other candidates.
That's right.
Very supportive of law enforcement when they do right. He wants to renegotiate our trade policies that have been unnegotiated for 30-some years. When they were negotiated, things were much different than they are now. They need to be renegotiated for our times now.
This is probably the smartest Trump voter I've met today. He knows.
Now, talk to him some more because we're overrun. I'm skipping the break. It's so important. I go back to this guy. I can actually talk.
All right, sure.
This will be illegal in the future. Or they'll say this doesn't exist.
Go ahead. Quite refreshing because a lot of people haven't been able to articulate the ideas as well as you have. What do you think about the Republican Party coming out and like demonizing Trump and trying to steal the nomination from him?
It just shows that he's not an establishment candidate. Yeah, he really will change the country. I mean, if he was establishment, they'd be putting all their money behind him, constantly praising him. It would be nothing but good news, nothing but good things about him on the news. But the fact that they demonize him so much, it shows that he really is a force for change.
Yeah, and a lot of the liberals don't understand that. When you're getting hit on by both sides, hit and hit down, you got to be doing something right, and they don't see that. You got these people over here. What do you think of these protesters over here?
Well, it's interesting to see what they say and how kind of misinformed they are on the issues. But it's good to see that at least they're being peaceful and respectful and not throwing punches at people or trying to really disrupt too much. So.
Yeah, what do you think of this comparing Trump to a Nazi? Trump is a Nazi. Here's a guy giving out Trump is a Nazi flyers right here. So
yeah, well, they're not going to talk about the Associated Press helping run the Nazi operation. Here's an article today on the Times of Israel.
Number one.
Yeah. What has he done to increase the police state?
Well, that's what he's proposing to do.
Do you know what Obama's done? He's taking military.
What about Hillary saying blacks are super predators need to be healed?
Police departments all across the country.
InfoWars, what's your name?
Rob Dew. Good to meet you.
Rob Dew, nice to meet you. Yeah. Craig Swalby.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So, but you haven't told me why Trump's a Nazi.
Real Nazis, folks. Real Nazis.
Increase the police state. AP. I'm against the police state.
All right.
And expanding it.
Okay. So he's this guy's saying Trump's a Nazi because he wants to increase the police state. Nice talking with you. Thanks. All right. So that equals the Nazism right there. I'm definitely against the police state. That's one thing that really attracted me to Alex Jones back when I was getting information and searching the internet is because you were definitely one of the first people to talk about the police state and how big it's gotten.
And the Nazis.
And what it's turned into.
We're experts.
Yeah, exactly. But you haven't turned that into Nazism. So are you guys Trump fans?
Yes, I really approve of building the wall.
You do?
Yes.
Hey, all right.
Mexico can have one on their southern border.
Supporter, but I don't disagree with Trump on a lot of things. I was leaning a little towards Rubio, and now I'm a Kasich bandwagon now.
Talk to that blonde.
But
talk to that angry walnut.
The way Kasich ran his campaign
with the rainbow flag.
All right.
Human is illegal. No, human is illegal. No.
I'm live.
Hey guys, don't vote for Trump, please.
Ask her why. Tell us about the evil.
Why don't you like Trump? Tell me.
I don't think that any political agenda should be run by hate against any type of people. You know, even people in America.
Tell us about the hate. Other governments have walls.
Like
ask her about the hate.
Discrimination against them.
You know that the Saudi Arabian government today came out and said they want to execute all gay people in their country.
I did not know that.
And Trump wants to stop them coming here.
It's illegal in several different countries.
Yeah. It's not illegal here.
That's okay, though. As long as Trump's bad, though.
No, I don't think he's going to make it illegal either, but I think that
because the media made her feel good to be out here.
Against women of different races, different religions. I think that's saying that all terrorists are Muslim and that.
Ask her if she wants to live under Sharia law.
Going to Muslim neighborhoods and like.
What was that, Jones?
What?
Ask her if she wants to live under Sharia law and wear the hijab.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous to just discriminate against an entire religion because of just...
An entire religion, yeah.
Would you be willing to wear a hijab, one of those Muslim headscarves, if it was the law here? Would you be willing to do that?
I wouldn't be willing to do that because it's not my religion, so that's cultural appropriation.
No, but they want to... cultural... No, they're going to make you do it, dumbass.
I don't think it's right to do anything just because a government tells you.
Oh, God, get the clip ready where the black folks beat up the white kid for having dreadlocks.
Get that ready.
Dear, cultural appropriation. So black people can't straighten their hair, you dumbass. God, these people are idiots. Go back to her. Look at these morons, man. That's what college gets you right there.
We have jobs!
She's not worried about Saudi Arabia killing everybody. Good Lord.
We have jobs. We have jobs. We have jobs. We have jobs.
We're being ruled by the lowest common denominator.
No, but go back to him and just and say, you ask him, why can Mexico have a southern border and a wall, but we can't?
All right.
And I'll ask that know-it-all in there about appropriation. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Mexico has a wall at its southern border with Guatemala. Why should we not have our border secure?
Because there's no reason. The percentage of illegal immigrants who are criminals is ridiculous. There's a higher rate of people in the United States who are born here that are criminals than illegal immigrants.
Well, that's not true.
There's like a higher
ask her her source. Her
so
source.
Saying that all people...
What's your source for that?
My what?
Your source for that?
A bunch of different places. You can look it up. Like, there were a bunch of different surveys taken, and the percentage of immigrants who come here who are criminals is lower than the number of people who are naturally born here.
Did you hear the sheriff, I think his name is Paul Babu from Arizona, who basically said, we're not allowed to do our job. He's in southern Arizona, right at the border. He said, Obama's not allowing us to do our job. We are not allowed to, you know, secure the border, essentially. Do you not think having a secure border is important?
I do think having a secure border is important, but
Mexico
I don't
has the highest crime rate in the world. Hit her with that.
A certain
highest crime rate in the world. Hit her with it.
It's like treating the top level of the problem instead of addressing what's actually
100,000 dead.
Well, Mexico has a very high crime rate. They've killed almost 50,000 people with the drug.
100,000.
We also have a very high crime rate.
Mexico has the highest crime rate.
But we also
hit her
have
with
a
it.
Growing crime rate, and our rate of sexual violence is going up significantly in the past 8 years.
Here in the United
States? Yes, sexual crime has been on the rise for the past 20 years.
It's also going up in Europe, and it's because a lot of the migrants, they're saying
Muslims,
100% of the rapes in Sweden are done by migrants.
I think blaming people is not where love comes from. And that's
so she agrees with the Germans. Let's blame the German man. That it's her fault. Okay. Keep talking to her. This is the face of brainwashing. This is the face. So say, is it a cultural appropriation when ISIS makes women wear headdresses?
And they don't want to deal with the actual problem.
What do you think the real problems are? Is it all just racism and sexism?
No, okay. I don't think that's it. I think it all comes down to how we treat one another.
Ask her if China can have a 40% tariff on us, why Trump's wrong.
It's ridiculous.
What about the trade tariff with China, how they have a 40% on our goods, 40% of trade tariff with China on our
currency tariff.
And we have nothing on theirs.
Well, then we should deal with that. But I don't think that...
Trump's the only one that said he's going to deal with it.
But has Trump said anyway that he's actually going to?
Yeah, he's just going to say, we're not going to pay
our tariff. He's going to negotiate.
We're not going to pay our tariff. He's going to negotiate.
That's not how things work. If you're president, you can't just say you're not going to do that. You have to go through Congress. You have to go through Senate. You can't...
So see, she won't say he's wrong. She just says he can't do it. God, what an enemy of the country. They run everything. This is the enemy right here. She just hates everything. She can't wipe her ass, but she knows everything.
That's not the way that it works.
You're very well spoken. Are you in college right now?
I'm a senior in high school, actually.
Senior in high school. Look at that.
You're very well spoken.
You're training early in high school.
Oh, my God.
And are you going to college?
I am going to college.
Ask her what she wants to be.
What are you going to major in?
Political science.
Political science major. So you're going to be telling people about cultural appropriations and microaggressions.
Oh, yeah.
You want friends with that?
Oh, yeah.
So do you like puppies or kittens in your safe space?
I like kittens. I'm a cat person.
coloring crayons or colored pencils?
Colored pencils. You know, you get a nicer mark.
All right. It's clearly degenerated into a safe space conversation. Although... She's a very good speaker. I got to hand it to her that way.
Yeah, she's a very good speaker. Oh, yeah, you can talk. Most of your people can't talk.
I know. A lot of people can't
talk. You can talk.
Articulate her ideas. So I'm very impressed. Anyway, y'all have a good one.
Look at this one. I mean, I can't handle it. Hey, dude.
Look at that one.
Oh, my gosh. There is David Knight's son. David, what's it like to see your son there in the midst of this? He's like a mental giant compared to them.
Actually, Alex, they had him on the Daily Mail. They actually showed Travis. It looked like he was one of the protesters because he's standing there with a the camera.
Are you guys for Trump?
I don't know.
You don't know? What are you here for?
We brought our bikes here.
This is awesome. Hey, I'm going to punch out and let you and Dude take over. Great job. I'm going to go to break here in 1 minute. Let's fade down audio for a moment.
Hey. All right.
Oh, another listener. We are funded by the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, the Hillary for President shirts. You see all those folks wearing the best vitamin, mineral, amino acid fusion out there. We took 2 years to develop this. It's concentrated. It's $39.95. Leading competitors that have the same amount of stuff in them are $60. This is a great deal. InfoWarsLife.com. And your support of the broadcast puts our reporters in the field all over America, all over the world. This is the revolution against tyranny. This is the restoration of the republic. InfoWarsLife.com, our latest, the 18th product to come out. Would have been one of the first, but it's such a game changer. So hard to produce. Fruit punch flavored. Your kids, your family, whatever, vitamin mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation, 30 servings in this or more. That's full servings. InfoWarsLife.com. No reviews yet because it just came out today. 2 years in the making. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars is the house you built. Buy the products, the X2, the Super Male, you name it. The Oxy Powder, you fund this operation. Deep Cleanse is back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. David Knight from Austin, Texas, coming up along with Rob Dew from Appleton, Wisconsin, as the info war goes into high gear. I'll be back tonight.
We're on the march.
With the crew.
The Empire's on the run.
7 o'clock Central.
Alex Jones Central, and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm David Knight. In this fourth hour, we have our reporters live at the scene of a Trump rally. We're going to go back to Rob Dew and the rest of the crew in just a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about a terrorist dog that has a lesson for the human sheep out there. This is a story that was on the Drudge Report. A dog whose name is Daesh sounded too much like the Arabic acronym for the Islamic State, the jihadist group. And so it prompted a scare at a California bank. And what happened was the dog's owner was paying someone who walks his pit bull mix, and he wrote in the memo line on his online check the word Daesh. Now, they went through and filtered it for the keywords, and they thought it looked too close to Daesh with an extra E in there. So they canceled the payments, and then they turned him in to the U.S. Treasury Department, and he got a call. They said, explain to us what Daesh means. And so he thought it was kind of funny. He reported this to the local news group in San Francisco. It was KTVU. He says he's taking the incident in stride and he didn't mind the inconvenience. See, that's the kind of sheepish attitude that is enabling the police state. He ought to be outraged. And he ought to be outraged about the fact, not just that he got questioned on that. He ought to understand what is truly going on here. You know, we've talked about what happens with the money laundering and financial crime centers as they're looking for money that's being transferred to terrorist organizations, to drug cartels. This all came out during the HSBC trials. Now, and they actually didn't go to trial. It was actually the accusations against them. They were given a pass by Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder. They said they're too big to jail. It just doesn't serve the interests of the American people or the American government to send any of these officials to jail. And it wasn't their first time. They'd been caught multiple times doing this. They'd actually been put on probation. They'd hired someone that we interviewed here multiple times. His name is Everett Stern. He was a whistleblower. He went to the public and said, look, the government is giving them a pass. They've done this multiple times. He said they were caught once, and then they hired a bunch of people to come in and make sure they weren't laundering money for terrorists and drug organizations like the Sinaloa cartel. Remember El Chapo? Everybody was all upset about the fact that he escaped prison, yet they didn't care about the fact that HSBC was laundering money for him, gave him his own personal checkout window. The Sinaloa cartel that he was head of had their own personal checkout window at HSBC. This was the second round after they'd already been caught once. One of the things they did with Everett Stern and the other people that they hired as a beard, as a front, as a cover-up for their continued money laundering operations was they would go into the database of search terms. It would have the names of certain locations, certain cities that they were watching, certain people, certain organizations like Daesh. And they would go into that database and they would alter the words slightly. They would add a character. They would drop a character. They would add a period. They would put a space in between different words that weren't there, or remove spaces that should be there to make sure that these things were not flagged. See, that was done. Meanwhile, people like Everett Stern, who didn't realize this at first, thought that he was being diligent, that he was looking for money that was going to a terrorist organization. That's what's behind this. And I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing is happening with this particular bank. If they took the word Daesh and they removed the E so that it said Dash. And then when this guy writes it in his comment line, he gets a call from the Treasury Department. He gets turned in by them asking to explain what's going on. We need to explain this to the American people. They need to understand this whole thing is a fraud from the top to the bottom. They need to understand that we've got the Dark Alliance that was exposed by Gary Webb. We've got the U.S. government under Ronald Reagan creating a crack cocaine epidemic so they can then fund their covert wars in Central America. And that type of thing is going on. It's not just Ronald Reagan. It's been going on with everything that they've been doing. At the very top, the war on drugs, as well as this war on terror, are organizations that are tightly allied to the political establishment, to the banking establishment, and they give themselves passes, even though they are laundering billions of dollars for these criminal organizations. That's what's really behind this story about Dash, the terrorist dog. Now, I want to go back to the rally that Rob Dew is covering. We've got him on the line still, right, folks? Okay, let's go back to Rob Dew, live at the rally. Rob, tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, well, the anti-Trump protesters have grown in size. Also, some pro-Trump people have come back over here and run through the crowd going Trump, Trump, Trump. And then you can see the crowd has thinned out, but there's still some very virulent Trump supporters still here. And they're yelling slogans back and forth. So this is what we got going on. A little bit of free speech.
Well, you say they're virulent. Are they dangerous and these other protesters aren't, Rob? I mean,
No, with the mainstream media?
I know you're not.
They're just hardcore Trump supporters. They were screaming from across the street. They had slogans going back and forth, which I didn't see from the other Trump supporters before. So you're seeing a hardcore contingent who really want to make their voice be heard. So in terms of virulent, I didn't see that with any of the supporters yesterday, except when they started marching around in circles, when the anti-Trump protesters started marching around in circles, then some pro-Trump people started marching with them. But for the most part, these are the Trump people seem to be real, like, laid-back, chilled people who want to come in, who just want to come to these events. But look, here they go now. They're doing the...
Well, it makes sense for them to be marching in circles because their arguments are circular as well.
Exactly. Hey, I want to point this out. Fox News over here is over on this side getting the anti-Trump protesters, which seems to be the big thing. The mainstream media comes and focuses on the anti-Trump protesters rather than talking with the pro-Trump people.
Yeah.
And most of the mainstream media hasn't been seen. At least Fox is out here covering something.
Well, that's true. And, of course, there's a lot of beards that are going out there. I know you don't see this, but the top story of the Drudge Report is Corey, prosecutor, the person who is prosecuting the campaign manager for Donald Trump, Corey Lewandowski, has been outed as a Hillary Clinton supporter. This guy is a Florida prosecutor. He brought battery charges against Donald Trump's campaign manager, but he supports Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. It's an article published by the Palm Beach Post this last November. Has been circulating since Tuesday because it lists Palm Beach County State Attorney David Ehrenberg as a member of a 150-member Florida Leadership Council established by the Democrat Party to promote Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. There you go. That's one way to support her. Try to lock up her main competition's campaign manager.
Well, how do you get that job? I mean, it makes you wonder how he's hiring people if somebody like that's able to infiltrate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I heard you talking to that young girl who's in college. You said she was a political science major. You know, when you find another political science major, you need to ask them to say for you on air, do you want fries with that order?
What was that? Do you want fries with that order?
Do you want fries with that order? Yeah. The thing is, the reality is that she'll probably wind up going to Washington and getting a $300,000 job telling the rest of us what to do, when to jump, and how high. That's the reality of the world that we live in now. And in a just world, she would be saying, do you want fries with that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got a couple Trump supporters over here who I was talking to earlier. And what's your name, sir?
Gary Ewer.
And why are you supporting Trump?
A lot of reasons. He's going to expose 9/11. And the Federal Reserve, maybe.
Gary brought up something interesting to me. He said Trump went to a Jesuit college, which I didn't know. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And that's definitely something we probably want to look into, those Jesuit connections. As we know, the Jesuits have taken over, Vatican City, essentially, and kind of run that. But so what's the economy like here right now?
Terrible. I was at the Bernie thing yesterday. I went to go to check it out. He asked how many people in the crowd took the day off of work to come here. Not very many hands went up.
Did you hear that, David?
Yeah, I guess. So, I don't know if they don't have jobs. They're probably all college students.
They're kind of like disappointed, like maybe I want a job, but I can't get one.
Well, the government's going to give them a job, and it's going to be sit at home while we send you a check, and everything will be all right. But just don't get out of line. Do what we say.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know, Rob, what he should have asked as a follow-up, he said, how many people took off work to come to the Bernie rally today? Bernie said. He should ask people, well, how many of you want a job? How many of you would like your neighbor's money? Because that's really what he's proposing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and a lot of the kids here, most I would say 70% of these kids are high school. 70%, probably even more. Definite, high school kids, they're buying into whatever's being told. Maybe it's in their high school. Travis was heard when he was at we were at the college today, St. Norbert. He heard one of the professors there with his students while they were doing their silent protest. They really wouldn't talk to us at all. I got a couple of people to talk, but he was really there sitting, coaching them on, what to do, how to talk, how to think. And that's what they do. That's how they train these people in these universities.
Oh, yeah.
They train them what to say. And if you're outside of that, then, you're a troublemaker. You're going to get worse grades. My brother had that problem when he was going for his master's degree. He was writing papers on Ron Paul and how they were stealing the elections from him based on, the number of supporters that are at his rallies. And, boy, they did not like that. They didn't want to see that paper go up. And that was, I think, one of his master's thesis. So,
well, you mentioned Ron Paul, and there was an interesting article today talking about how the GOP panelists are eager to scrap the rule that helps Trump. And this is on Politico. And listen to what they said, Rob. They said four early appointees to the Rules Committee say the Republican convention rule is an artificial one. Of course, this is Rule 40. They say the four took issue with a rule that was originally imposed by Mitt Romney forces in 2012 to keep rival Ron Paul off the convention stage, requiring a candidate to win a majority of delegates in eight states in order to be eligible for nomination. And they say this is a threshold that only Trump has exceeded so far. If preserved, the rule could block John Kasich or even Ted Cruz from competing with Trump at the convention in July. Now, they say this. They have a quote from a guy, David Wheeler, who is a Rules Committee member from South Dakota. And listen to what he says, Rob. He says, I'm not a big fan of the eight-state threshold. I think it's an artificial number. And then he goes on to say, it was designed to prevent Ron Paul delegates, their votes, from being counted. I don't think it's necessary to do that this year. Yeah, because Ron Paul's not running this year. So we don't need a rule to keep his delegates' votes from being counted. These people are thieves. And we need to understand that we need to start talking about invoking the RICO Act against the GOP. Racketeered influence and corrupt organization. That's really what these people are about.
Right. Hey, David, look, somebody just brought this up to me. They're passing out pamphlets. The IRS, U.S. Department of Labor, Mafia, labor unions are part of the Vatican. Is the Pope the super boss of all government agencies as well as the Vatican? So that some people were just handing these out, and I took one because it had the Pope. It said the Pope's secret on top of it. And I'm like, oh, what's this? Pretty interesting that, other people are on that same bent of what the Vatican's doing and how powerful it is. I don't think a lot of people realize how powerful the Vatican really is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's thrown himself into politics, and he's far more concerned, unfortunately, with politics than he is with the Catholic religion. And that's what we've seen repeatedly in terms of the climate change treaty, promoting that, as well as open borders. Those are the aspects. He's even gotten into the trade issue as well, saying we need to equalize economics across governmental lines and sovereign lines. So he wants to destroy the sovereignty of nations. He wants to control economies and use the climate change treaty to do that. He is full on with the globalist agenda, and that's why the globalists hate Donald Trump so much, is because he opposes all three of those things.
Hey, I want to ask these kids something. Hey, are you guys old enough to vote?
No. No, sadly not.
Why are y'all out here?
Unfortunately not.
Why are y'all out here tonight?
To try and make a difference, not voting an idiot into presidency.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like idiots.
So what do you not like about Donald Trump, aside from his hair?
The fact that he's kind of incredibly ignorant and a white supremacist, and he's kind of, like, sexist also and really racist. So there's all of that.
All right, what about you?
He wants to build a wall and deport everyone, so...
I went to a Bernie rally earlier, and he actually talks, like, intelligently. And Trump doesn't. He just says random stuff. He says people are stupid.
Runs around. He has drool coming out of his mouth. He drags his knuckles.
He just picks fights with everyone.
All right. Thanks. So we got more of the brainwashed youth.
I think Donald Trump is trying to dumb down his rhetoric, but evidently it doesn't work for some people.
Hey, we got Kit Daniels.
Too low.
Kit, I actually haven't seen Kit for the last couple hours. Kit, what have you been? Yeah, hold on one second. What have you seen while you've been out here?
Oh, I just talked to a guy who's dressed like a jihadi and he's walking across the street with a backpack. So I started filming him. I was like, "What's with this guy?" So he turned his head and started looking at me. He's like, "Why are you filming me?" I was like, "Well, dude, I'm a journalist and you're in public." And he was like, "Well," and so a homeless guy came up to him and started joking him about it and asked him, "Why are you dressed like a jihadi?" He's like, "I'm trying to conceal my face. I got assaulted at one of these rallies before." And then he was like, "Well, just last night, a Trump protester got assaulted and a guy tried to rope her and then he got pepper sprayed." I was like, "No, dude, I was there." What happened was she punched the guy and then the police pepper sprayed her.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Bro, you say what you will about Trump, but the supporters I saw yesterday in Janesville were the nicest people I've seen. All the protesters against Trump yesterday were extremely violent and mean." And I was like, I kind of find it hard to believe that she was provoked like that. You know, she was just being herself, you know, initiating violence against people. I mean, we had communists last night, you know, saying that, trying to initiate violence, saying we need the... kill the white people. We need to make Texaco Mexico again, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Hey.
But
if Rob, you're about
to, yeah, go ahead.
You got somebody over there with a rainbow flag. Go over there and ask them if they are aware that Saudi Arabians just arrested a doctor whose kids saw that flag online, thought it was pretty. He ordered it, didn't know that it had any connection with homosexuals, and he was arrested by the Saudi police. He could face execution possibly in Saudi Arabia. And of course, these are the people that Obama has literally bowed and scraped to. Does he have a problem with Obama doing that with our Saudi quote-unquote allies?
Hey, I got a guy who came up to me. What's your sign say, buddy? Racist Trump fans, go back to the 50s and F yourselves. We're all human. All right, cool. So, how old are you?
First of all, do you know what Project Mockingbird is?
Yes, I know what Project Mockingbird is.
Do you...
To have the media run around and repeat the same talking points so people say it. Like what you guys are doing. You guys are total products of Project Mockingbird.
You realize that Alex Jones is a Project CIA. He's a CIA agent.
Hey, this guy's exposing Alex Jones. Tell me more, buddy.
Okay, have you ever seen him get called out on it before on a show? He just went nuts and basically said the guy was an asshole. And he didn't actually give all the exact reasons why he's not a part of Project Mockingbird, how he's not involved in the CIA. He goes to protests, okay? I used to support Alex Jones. I used to be a member of InfoWars and all that stuff. And I've seen him go to protests where there's liberal people doing something and they're making their statement and they're on a podium. And Alex Jones comes in with his bullhorn, yelling around about, the message of Alex Jones, which I'm sure you know well. And basically, these people, it was somewhere in Texas that I saw this, probably Austin, because that's where he lives, isn't it? They said, "Come up here and say what you want to say, guy. You know, come up here and say what you want to say." They invited him on, and he's just disrupting the whole thing. And it's like, he just seems to me...
Wasn't he talking about that setup by Michelle Malkin?
Like a divider and an
agitator. No, he's talking about a gun rally that Alex went to a few years ago. I was actually there at that gun rally. Alex saw the mainstream media and how they were across the street going live. And when you go live, if you want to get your point across mainstream media, what you do is you go bullhorn them.
Yeah, but they invited him on stage.
And then he went up and talked.
No, he didn't.
They didn't show you that in the video.
No, he didn't go up.
I was there for 3 hours. He went up there and talked. He gave other people the bullhorn. It was all a big talk fest. They took their protest and walked around the building. But that was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I've been kind of out of the loop. Like Alex Jones supports Trump now. That's the thing.
He wasn't a Trump supporter in the beginning, but he is supporting him now because...
All right, we've got to go to a break. We're going to be right back with Rob Duhe. He's live at a Donald Trump rally and, of course, talking to the brain-dead protesters there as well. We'll be right back.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
David Iden, we're going to be going back to Rob Duhe in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have Secret 12. Our vitamin B12 supplement is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, the best part of Secret 12, vitamin B12, is that there's no injection. It's a high-quality vitamin B12 supplement. No injections. You take it right under the tongue and swallow. We have that now back in stock. And we have a new product that Alex introduced earlier today, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix that we're selling at InfoWarsLife.com. We've worked for years with our chemists to create the most powerful, affordable, and great-tasting multivitamin formula out there. It has a unique delivery system. And the best part, the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or are of the highest quality lab standard. Just some of the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion include vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, if I pronounce that correctly, folic acid, calcium, and many others. Again, find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the information there on our new product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a great-tasting supplement. I want to go back to Rob in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we're talking about the rules and how they bend and change the rules. Of course, talking about how they're going to get rid of rule number 40 that they put in to make sure that Ron Paul delegates' votes were not counted. That's what one of the four people who have already been appointed to the Rules Committee said. He said, hey, we don't need to do that this year. We don't need to exclude Ron Paul's votes. We got some different issues and different rules we're going to do this year. When I look at the situation in Pennsylvania, and of course, John Kasich said that his path to the brokered convention was with a single win in Ohio, perhaps doing well in Pennsylvania as well, but he couldn't be bothered to get on the ballot legitimately. And of course, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Pennsylvania. This article today says at least 180,000 people have joined the GOP as Pennsylvania primary nears. 128,000 voters statewide have changed their registration since January the 1st to join the party. Said nearly 85,000 of them had formerly been Democrats. 42,000 were independent or third-party voters, and the GOP has racked up 55,000 first-time registrants. So 180,000 new people, that's what we're seeing everywhere being brought in as people are supporting Donald Trump for the first time, moving across from the Democrat Party, moving from independents. And this is the guy that the GOP wants to shut down. They talk about Donald Trump. Oh, he's behind in the polls, they say to Hillary Clinton. Understand that Ronald Reagan, the last guy that they had who could bring in blue-collar Democrats, was 15 points down to Jimmy Carter at this point in the general election. And that was the talking points that the GOP establishment was using against Ronald Reagan. He can't win. He's down 15 points, and that was an incumbent president. We've got Donald Trump, who is pulling in Democrats and independents. Why? Because he's talking about the economy. Because he's talking about how our economy, our nation, not just our economy now, but our nation with the open borders, with the climate change treaties, with these trade treaties, our nation is being destroyed by the globalists. Now, we're talking about Pennsylvania. Just one more thing I want to point out shows the way these rules are being manipulated. A day or so before Super Tuesday, there are articles coming out saying that John Kasich, even though he had Pennsylvania was in his critical path, John Kasich had not collected the sufficient signatures in order to get on the ballot there. His campaign didn't even protest that. They said, yeah, of course, we didn't get the number of signatures that we needed. They were about, there were at least 192 short, perhaps 800 short. But they said, hey, nobody complained about it. So the deadline to file didn't matter. The number of signatures that he needed didn't matter, but they didn't file the complaint, they said, in time. So we're going to leave him on the ballot because it's in our interest. That's the way they're going to rig this convention. Throwing out the rules that get in their way and embracing whatever they want to get on the ballot. Stay with us tonight. We're going to have the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then.